Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
My name is Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
And today is Monday, June 13th, 2022. Dino is out sick this week. So, well, he said he wasn't feeling good. So we were like, listen, we got a lot of stuff coming up in the next week and 2 weeks, so,
and not a lot of stuff on this show, so why
so just, you know, rest up. So yeah, let's see, so what do we got here today? Let's see, regionals, Forge Cup over in Sylph, got some stuff about the TCG crossover event, community day was announced, which we'll talk. I have mixed feelings about this. GBL. I've got some things about GBL too.
Oh,
I've just got things.
I've got some things to talk with you about too, but I'll save that for the little section.
Okay. And then we've got the questions and answers. But before we get into that, Walcat, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. Absolutely loved Adventure Week. I didn't get to play as much as I wanted, but the Shield On, oof, love me some Shield On. So getting closer to the XL, still not there. I will one day have 186 Bastion On Candy, because that's all mine takes. I'm at 130 currently. So
okay.
Eventually, maybe one day. What about you? How was your week?
It was long. It was a long week.
Did you sleep any this past week?
Very little.
You were ever asleep.
Very little. Very, very little. But it wasn't terrible. I didn't get a lot of gameplay in, which was upsetting because A, I needed TMs and I'm completely out. So, and I haven't been able to do any raids. I had to add superpower to my Snorlax for our factions, and for some reason I just have really bad luck with TMs, and I went through like 10.
You had to change Muse moves.
No, I would have just quit. I would have been like, nope.
That's where you break out. It's like, look, I don't want to use a premium item here, but I'm gonna just go ahead and use this elite charge team.
Because it just kept bouncing back between Earthquake and
Outrage.
Is it Outrage? Yeah.
Yeah.
It just kept bouncing back and forth and back and forth. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So.
Hey, but we'll talk about it later. Someone did good.
It was all right. But yeah, besides that, I did a little bit of research day, the research day.
Did you get the shinies?
The shiny dinosaur. What is it?
Well, they're both, they're sort of both dinosaurs. Rampardos?
Rampardos or Craniodos,
then Rampardos.
Yeah, Craniodos. Yeah. That's the one I got. And I did, I got a bunch of Bastiodon research and nothing. So I was
I will. I have three extra, I think. I'll save them for you for Columbus. You can have one in Columbus.
We'll do that. Oh, wait. Does the snowy castform count as a special trade?
It will, but you get two special trades a day.
Ah, okay. Yay.
There you go.
And I get them both.
And you can have them both.
I'll figure out something.
We're going to make Dino feel left out if he listens to the show this week.
Yeah.
And look, we're gonna have 3 days together in Columbus anyways, because we're both going to be playing Saturday, right? Right?
That's right.
That's right. There we go. There's the confidence I want to hear.
That's what I'm hoping. After yesterday, that's very little. But before we keep going, we got an email from Rose yesterday, and I just saw it today, so of course. But I guess this was in regards to, apparently I was here, but I wasn't. When
your
this conversation
died last week, and okay. I just had a chance to talk about the main series.
Okay, so she wrote in an email in regards to that and says, "Hey, this is in regards to the Sada and Turo professors from Scarlet and Violet, and the Spanish meaning behind their names, meaning past and future. Spanish is my first language. I married. I'm going to butcher this word. Laotian." Laotian? Laotian. Nothing? Yeah. I don't know.
That sounds like a Spanish word, and I'm
Laotian?
Not. Nope.
Maybe. Maybe. I'm guessing. She's yelling at her. She's yelling at her.
It's okay. Hey, Rose. You can yell at him in DMs. It's perfectly fine.
Just
do it.
Yell at me now. Says Wildcat asked Dino on the show where those names came from, since they are supposed to mean past and present. Dino was right that Turo comes from futuro. Yeah. Then he asked about Sada, and Dino couldn't place it, and I I literally yelled, "No mas." No, it's M-A-M-E-S. This is why I wish she was here today. Mames. Out loud in the car at Dino when he couldn't figure it out. The word for the past in Spanish is pasado. I think I'm saying that.
Yes,
right?
It is. Pasado. Yeah, okay. Elementary or middle school Spanish coming back to me now. Yes. Okay, thank you.
But can be feminine pasada. When used as the adjective past for feminine nouns, since Sada is a chick, she wrote it, not me. they based her name off of pasada and not pasado. Plus, English speakers might have pronounced sado with a long A, making it sound the same as sado, as in... sadio... I can't even pronounce that word. That's a long word. You put too many long words in this one, Rose. Sorry. I'm going to put this one in the chat for you guys to look at, and you tell me what you think it is. which probably isn't the vibe they were going for. So,
machismo.
Is that it?
Sodo machismo.
Oh, machismo?
Machismo.
Okay. That's what I thought. Sadomasochism. I guess so. Yeah. So to Dino, no moms. He's gonna be so mad at us.
No, at you. He knows I don't speak Spanish. Listen to my accent. No one expects me to be able to speak Spanish, sir.
But it happens to the best of us, Rose. Thank you, Rose, for that email. I enjoyed it greatly. I'm sure it would have been much better if Dino was here to actually pronounce the words.
We would have just made Dean your read the email.
I probably would have. So yeah. If you guys want to send us emails, I know most of you talk to us in Discord, but we enjoy the email every now and then. It makes me feel special that, or feel good knowing that our emails actually work. So, send them in and we'll read them, and I'll try and read them, and then you guys can all make fun of me for not.
Here, just make up a couple words in the middle of it that's completely random, mm-hmm. and have him try to say them. And we'll act like we know what we're talking. We know what you are trying to say, right. Just to make him feel
bad. The thing is we can't get away with that because he actually listens to the show. So he's going to hear this. But in the case that he doesn't, just watch out for an email next week, Daniel.
No, I was actually saying for words for you to read that are made up.
No. We're going to let Dino read emails from now on. but I'm going to skip over the streams. I know we did streams, and I'm very proud of you guys. You guys did a great job, but we're just going to fly right by those.
Because we got some things to talk about here. So we did two different Open Great League practice tournaments this weekend, right, Astro? You've actually done how many this week? How many practice tournaments have you ran this week?
I did three.
How many different teams did you run in those three tournaments?
Three, but most of them were...
What was Dino's first ever tip of the week?
Don't change your team.
Astro.
No, come on, here's man. The thing. Here's the thing, okay? I'm very stressed, and I wrote this in our chat. I'm very stressed out about this thing. Because I did one TCG tournament like years ago, and it was like six of us in a comic book store. So like it was like nothing. Like, I don't know how many people are gonna be there, but I'm assuming there's gonna be a good amount of people.
It's sold out, so yes.
Okay. So, and people start to actually knowing who we are now. So it's not like I could just like slide by. Not to mention like we're going to be passing out like cards for the show and stuff like that while we're there. But I just don't want to get like, if I get randomly picked to go on stage, like on the main stage, like I just don't want to look like a complete imbecile. Like, here I am trying to tell people to listen to a PvP podcast that I host, and I'm getting swept by...
The biggest problem you had is I think you haven't studied the past regional metas enough. And when you keep building, like, you brought Meganium. Meganium is useless.
That was a fun pick, but...
I know. And that's the problem, is you like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And... fun doesn't equal winning, unfortunately, in Open Great League.
Yes.
So, but here's the thing. We have another practice tournament this weekend. On mm-hmm. Sunday, we're going to have another one. Hey, imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to get a team by Tuesday or Wednesday this week.
I put it in the chat.
I know you did. And that's the team.
That's
From
it.
Here on, you don't change
it. That's your team. I'm not changing it. I ride
and
die.
You do all the practice you can with that team and learn the ins and outs. Listen to Dino's tip of the week.
Yes. Well, that's the thing.
And I say that as I had to change up my team after last night's practice, because I have a giant licky tongue size hole in my team.
Yeah.
Licky tongue ran my team.
Yeah. I think that the thing that I was having a problem with is I've never been like a meta person. Like, I've always been like, I'll play like maybe one meta, like in GBL, like I'll have like one meta Pokemon, but I like to throw in a Pokemon. Like Dino said it too. Like, sometimes he doesn't like to always just pick meta. But Dino can do that because he's 100 times better than I am. But because I play GBL like that, I've become used to and accustomed to some of those Pokemon. Whereas like these meta Pokemon, I'm like, I have no idea how to use them. Like, I got locked in, I think it was last night, with Registeel against something. And yes, Registeel's charge moves could beat I forget what it was, but Lock On does like nothing.
Probably Trev.
Yeah. Maybe it was that. And it's just like, I couldn't figure out how to switch into Registeel, how to use it properly. Like,
if that's there was the case, just... if that's the case, get rid of Registeel. It's a good popular pick, but if you physically cannot figure out how to play it, find something that fills a very similar role as Registeel. So something that has a lot of bulk and replace it with something you're not using.
So I ended up, did you see the team I sent in there? You're on mute. You're on mute, so no one can hear you.
Oh no, I purposely was on mute.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was cussing you a little bit. Yeah, no, not really. No, I haven't actually looked at it yet. Let's see. I like that team. I'm not gonna give your team out.
No.
It fills the holes, and you did exactly what I was talking about. You found something that fills a very similar portion to Registeel in a different way. The one thing I will say, you should be a little careful of a couple Pokemon. Lickitung is still going to be rough for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same problem I have, and it's going to be a really popular pick. With that said, we do have to give Lyles a big shout out. He swept that practice tournament with last night.
Not only did he sweep it.
Oh, did you tell the people who we had asked to join and our tournament last night?
Well, that's what I was going to. Listen, you guys are the Twitch people, so I'm going to leave you.
Okay.
Let you guys announce your good stuff.
We actually had Panic reach out to join and ask to stream our tournament last night. So he joined. Lyles swept, and Panic had a one loss, so they didn't get to play in the actual tournament. So Lyles then went into Panic stream after and probably doing well and swept Panic as well. Or didn't sweep Panic, but 2-1 against Panic. Lyles was running a team of Toxicroak. Uh-huh. That stupid Lickitung, Tapu Fini, Registeel, Mandibuzz, Sableye. That is a lot of bulk.
Yeah.
The one thing, even looking at Lyle's teams, he has a couple holes here. He's okay against Walrein, but it requires alignment. Uh-huh. If he gets out of alignment against a Walrein, it can actually really hurt him. So there is going to be no perfect team, and you've seen this at regionals. King lost a round because he couldn't get his alignment of Registeel onto their Ninetales. So even with a perfect, you know, what a team, quote unquote, seems perfect, you're going to have if you can't get alignment, you're still going to lose. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
We also hit a YouTube milestone this week, Astro. What did we do there?
Yeah, we hit 100 subscribers. So good job, Matthew, because he's running that. Yay. So that means, guess what, everyone? We finally have a URL. So here we go. I'm going to pause for a second and let you guys get your pens, even though it's going to be in the show notes and you already know that. But anyway, it's youtube.com, and somebody actually owns or already has BTW PvP. So if you know who that person is, they've never posted anything on it, let's bombard them so that they give that up and get it to us.
I wonder if the same person that owns the BTW PvP Twitter account. I think they're out of Russia, maybe?
Maybe.
And they've only sent ever like 12 tweets ever.
Yeah. We need to
Matthew, get on this. Them. Come on.
No, everyone just spam them. No. So it's youtube.com/BTWPVP official. So go there, check it out. If you haven't, jump on, subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff, whatever.
We're looking at you, thanks, Obama. We know your wife subscribed and you didn't.
You know, all those fun, what's it called? Content creator, YouTube people, whatever their sayings are.
Turn on the notification bell.
Turn on the bell and press the button and, you know, spin around 3 times and pat your head while you're doing it. No.
I do believe, though, we now owe Matthew coming on Twitch and singing for us, though, right? Is that what? I believe that's what we said, right?
I think so.
So in a few weeks here, it'll be a few weeks because we have guests lined up nearly nonstop right now, including I totally screwed up again on the calendar.
Again.
I scheduled Kyle Throws to come on the 25th. And what's going on the 25th, y'all?
Are we not going to be here?
We're not going to be here the 25th. So I messaged Kyle. I'm like, yeah, I'm an idiot. And he's like, I'm aware, but what'd you do this time? Thanks. That's appropriate. And he was totally cool with it, actually. And he's like, I'll come on July 2nd. So we've got him coming on now. We have Fish coming on this coming weekend. So lots of guests. Good time happening over on Twitch.
Yeah, I'm excited. And then also, I know, so it's going to be us three there. And then Hoosier's coming up and Lyles is coming down. So there'll be a lot of Team BTW there. So
there's actually a few more of our Discord members, I think, that's going to be there. I think Buckeye Fitz will be up there, as well as his daughter.
I was going to say Fitz. He better be there, because
I think D-Long may be coming as well. I don't know. I'm not confirmed on D-Long, but I think D-Long may be coming. So, and then of course, GoCrest, Chris, and DeFi are coming.
Mm-hmm. I know we've got a lot of listeners in the Ohio area. And I don't know how far Chicago is from Columbus. So
Chicago to Columbus would be about 4 hours, I want to say.
So Reyes can meet us there. Is he in that area?
Reyes?
Yep. So yeah, it'll be a nice big party. And everyone in the area, if you're within a 4 hour drive, you should be there. Just throwing it out
there. I'm really wrong on that. It's a 5.5 hour drive from Chicago.
Oh, okay. All right. So 5.5 hours. If you're within a 5.5 hour radius of the convention center.
Doesn't Matthew fall into that radius?
He does, I think. Oh, right?
So Matthew's coming. Got it. Awesome. Good to hear.
Oh, I've got sad. I pulled an Astra this weekend, actually yesterday.
What'd you do?
Hold on. So, I was putting together stuff after my horrendous showing in the regionals practice, and I was using the tag feature. And I just put like a whole bunch of Pokemon in there that I knew. And then I was just kind of weeding them out. And I selected my Wishcash, my Alolan Ninetales, and one other one.
No.
Instead of deleting the tag, I transferred them. I don't know what the third one I deleted was. I cannot figure it out. But I do know I have no Wishcash now. I don't even have a Barboach to rebuild one.
And they're not spawning right now?
Nope. I have one. I have one, God. And it's 100% Barboach, but that's, I'm not even going to waste useless. My time. Luckily, I had like a 98 Alolan Ninetales that I built just to kind of salvage it, but I still spent Stardust that I didn't need to spend, but I was so incredibly upset last night, like between how I played and then that I just kind of, I ate a bunch of Thrasylicious and put myself into a sugar coma.
Oh God.
Which I also so ended bad. Up putting me on the thinking chair for quite a bit. I just tortured myself last night because it was bad. It was
okay. Bad. I don't. I'm sorry that happened to you, but quit changing your dang team.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
Burn that bait, damn it.
And you know what?
Go there.
When I was playing Chris, which, Chris, if you're listening, congratulations. That was a great game.
He did actually specifically ask why you deleted him.
I didn't delete him.
When he had to add you, he's like, he was on my friends list at one point. Why'd he delete me?
I deleted everyone.
Yeah, I know, but he was very offended with you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
just ask why he even has to deal with you in person anymore. Like, just was extremely offended by you.
Well, Chris, if you're listening, sorry I deleted you originally. Don't take offense. I deleted everyone and then re-added. I honestly think Brad or Wildcat and Dino were the only two people I didn't delete, and my wife, because she would have been really fucking pissed if I deleted her.
Oh, taking out of your phone this weekend and just fuck.
No, don't, because she'll find you. Well, she'll be there, so
she'll be right there. I'll let her know it's happening and just be like, hey, act just as mad as if he did it, just to see what he does. Speaking of fun things, so you did play the special research day. Did you actually mm-hmm. get your full limited time research done with the 25 kilometers and all that?
I did.
Wow, congratulations.
I did
not. I came 12 kilometers short of 25.
Mm. I did a lot of dog walking this week to try and, I mean, between that and then just to like get myself tired.
Yeah.
But yeah, did a lot of dog walking. I'll be hitting
25 kilometers this week. The heat index in Kentucky this week, every day until Thursday or Friday, is going to be 105 plus.
Yeah, it's pretty sweaty down here. I know, like at work, like I have to come home and take a shower because I'm just like, even sitting in my office, like I'm just sitting there like doing stuff and I'm just sweating because it's so hot.
Did you get your Tyrant and Amara?
I got two, actually.
Two? Did you catch them in the wild or just I caught them?
Two in a wild. Oh, wait, maybe I have three.
Ooh.
Hold on, let's see.
While you're looking at that, I should have bought my Amora while I'm thinking about it, because I keep forgetting to do that.
Why are you... What's special?
It's a nighttime-based evolution.
Mmm, okay.
And Tyrant is daytime.
Ah, okay. So,
yeah, just gentle reminder, folks, if you keep forgetting like I do, get that done.
Two of each. So one from the research, and then I caught one in the wild... One of each in the wilds on research day.
Nice. They were moderately rare on research day.
Yeah. I didn't play enough to be able to tell if they were like rare or if they were, you know, more common.
They were pretty rare.
Yeah. So, all right. But all in all, I didn't think it was terrible. I didn't think it was a bad
it. The event. Shiny rate was crazy. Like, I only got to play about an hour and a half, and did the stops that I had access to, and got six or seven shinies in that time period. So
that's awesome.
I mean, that's perfect. I will say, I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, it was better than GoFest because of this," but it wasn't.
No,
I did see Clifford again, but that was only in passing, randomly. It wasn't like I planned to go and see Clifford this time, like I did for GoFest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was cool. It was definitely a valid Ultra unlock. I think this was the rest of the Ultra locks need to be at that level.
Mm-hmm. Forward. I agree. All right. So let's go ahead. I guess we can get the show started and talk about what's going on in the Sylph Arena. Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it.
Once I can find our music. There we go.
Sylph Arena News.
All right. So, all right, let's see. So we already talked about our regional practices and stuff. We're planning to do one more.
We are going to do one more for Sunday for anybody that's going to Columbus. And I know Milwaukee will be over by the end of Mama Climbs. We're wishing you good luck.
Yes. Good luck.
We are all pulling for you, but mm-hmm. I know yours will be over, but you know, those of us that are going to Columbus, more practice doesn't hurt.
Yep. So Forge Cup kicked off. So I totally forgot about this. Oh crap. I got to get a team in for PGR too.
I'm probably just going to use the same team, but I need to
Yeah, well. Probably. I didn't miss GoCast yet either, did I?
You are inside 24 hours.
Okay, get it so done I'll do tonight. That after. I'll get it done tonight. I just kind of threw a team together because I totally forgot about it. And I think it was like the last team that I had practiced with. And I don't know if it's any good. I mean, I lost my first one. I played against ZT Smith, but I mean, he's a good player. So, but how are I? We've only had what we're in round two now.
Round two. I haven't played the second round yet. Me and Clifford has been playing phone tag and not made it happen. Mm-hmm. But we'll get it done. We'll get it done.
Okay.
Who did I play first round? Shoe Star. I was able to sweep. It was a close match. I identified a fairly large hole in his team that he also immediately, as soon as he sees my team, goes, just messed me. He's like, I'm not happy. But I give him credit. He brought a Shadow Mewtwo.
Mm.
That thing hits like a truck. It was very real fun. I'm looking through the teams, as we expected, Oranguru is probably the number one most popular pick. It's on nearly every team. Ninetales is fairly popular. I see a couple Cresselias, a couple Licky Tongues, a couple Pylo Swines, Greedunts. Samurott is extremely popular as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I would say, what do you think? The meta's probably 15 to 20 Pokemon total.
Yeah. I don't think, what did I end up with? So I'm running Beware, Oranguru, Sudowoodo, Samurott, Pidgeot, and I went Abomasnow.
So you really, 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 really don't want to see a Ninetales, is what you're saying.
Well, Sudowoodo.
Other than Samurott, you don't want to see Sudowoodo. A
Ninetales.
No. Sudowoodo, yeah, okay.
Pidgeot could handle it.
Not if it lands an overheat.
Not too
Pidgeot
much.
Decides to leave your game and have you delete it by night.
Yeah. Yeah. those do you hurt.
As always, every month, the spice award goes to Chelsea Dark Icy. Did you see the spice there?
Is it an all shadow team?
No, it's even spicier.
Oh, wait, hold on to me.
It's specifically one Pokemon that makes it super spicy.
Hold on. Where am I not seeing it?
Heliodisc. Okay.
What?
Yeah, you forgot that Pokemon was in the game, didn't you? I'm not going to out her. It's better than you think it is. And you guarantee you don't know what moveset it's running.
I have no idea.
I did a practice against her, and she literally almost beat me because I was like, I don't know whether to shield this or not. I don't know what's happening here. And I'm like, I got lucky and said, you know what? I'd rather shield and not die in one hit just to be safe. The spice level's high. She always brings the spice. I appreciate it. So you win yet again. You win the spice award.
Yeah. I see Rose is in here.
Rose is in here.
Is this her first? This is her first Sylph tournament, right?
Her first Sylph tournament.
Who else? Anybody else in here new?
No one new this month. I don't think. I know. Let me double check.
Yeah.
We see somebody change their name. Did you see someone has a name change?
Oh yeah. Did he just get tired of me pronouncing his name wrong?
I'm assuming so. We'll address that later because he asked some questions. Yeah. We'll bug it
gotcha.
Later.
Okay. Cool. But it looks. It's fun so far. So we'll see.
I've
we'll
enjoyed
see how fun
the first
it gets.
Round. I'm looking at Clifford's team, and I'm at a loss for what I should be doing right now. But we'll get there. I'll get there.
Yeah.
He's running a non-fully XL patchy. That's the only good news, is it's not fully XL'd yet.
Yeah.
1372, right? That's non-fully XL'd, because it's 14-something for full.
I think, hold on, let me see.
That was like 1420 or something like that.
Mine's a 13-13-13, and it's 1331.
Okay, maybe that is fully XL
without then. Without the best buddy boost.
Oh god, I really was hoping that wasn't full XL.
So I think it may be like right under or right at 1400 if it's a hundo.
Okay,
but it's still thick enough that it's gonna take a lot and it's gonna do some damage. So just be careful with that.
Oh, we do have somebody joining the first. Another one joining their first BTW tournament. JD72387 was a newer Discord member that joined this month.
Oh, awesome.
So Welcome in, JD. I think that's it for Forge. Anything else?
No, I haven't. Again, like, it just started and I didn't do any other tournaments besides ours, so I can't really talk about what's going on, like, as far as
meta. I just realized I had another one that started tonight and I haven't reached out to my opponent. I'm a bad person. I should probably do that at some point. I'm sorry, Shadow, for slowing down your tournament. I'm sorry.
The Fairy Tale Cup is coming up. When is this? June 24th. Oh, we got, what, 2 weeks?
About really? 2 weeks. Right as we're going to regionals, yeah.
We're going to start it then?
We're going to have an extended round the first weekend.
Okay.
See, whether Seagull likes it or not, we're having an extended round the first weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to flex my authority. But I'm excited for this. Have you figured out, have you even started to look at a team for it?
I know I have like a rank 5 Marsh Stomp that I think I'll have to run just because I have a rank 5 and it's already at 500 CP.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you, I almost will put money, most of my team will be single move Pokemon.
That's what I was going to ask. How many are going to be single moved if it's
probably
be the whole team?
Probably the bulk of it.
Okay.
How about you? Have you looked at it yet?
No. No, not yet, but I will say at 500 CP, I'm going to make this as fun and spicy as possible.
I hope so.
Yeah, and I can't guarantee that they won't be double moved or they'll be single moved. I can't guarantee it. We'll just see how it goes. We'll see how the dust situation is looking.
And just a quick reminder, that is, the allowed typings are fairy, fighting, ground, poison, steel, with legendaries, mythicals, and megas banned, as well as Bronzor. Thank God. I made a smart decision there. Cockney. Mm-hmm. I made another smart decision. Good job, Brad. I mean, good job, Wildcat. Meryl, Wooper, and Swampert are all banned.
Nice. So Matthew just informed us that he has a Bastiodon under 500.
Ooh.
And a Medichan and a G-Fisk. You gotta be fucking...
All of them go down in about 3 hits, but they'll be real fun while they're on the field.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, be real that fun. Bastiodon will probably hang in there for a little bit, no? Really?
Not that
at that low, it's not... They're all gross at that CP. But
I think the only thing I can say for certain, I'll have Marsh Stomp on my team. That's about it. That's the only thing I can certainly say. I may even have Barboach. Hey, Astra, nice. Do you have a Barboach you could put on your team?
I actually have 100% Barboach.
But is it above 500 or below 500?
That I don't know. Let's see. Let's see if it is. Why don't you tell us, while I'm looking that up, about the prizes for this?
Yeah, so just like with last month's cup, we're going to have prizes for first, second, and third. First, we'll get either a TCG Boltland V-Box or $20. Second gets whatever first doesn't want. And third, we'll get $10.
Hmm.
So, hey, look at there. It's a chance. How that Barboach CP?
Over under on 500.
Oh, it's definitely over.
468.
Oh, good for you. Probably can't power it up one time, even.
Let's see.
Be careful. Don't hit transfer. Don't do it.
I can power it up.
Oh, wow. I'm actually surprised.
I can power it up twice. It gets up to 491.
Wow. I'm really shocked.
Yeah. And it's only 20. Oh, yeah. That baby's getting run. That's it. That'll be my meta. Everything else off.
But we've been teasing something for a few weeks here, Astro. We've been teasing a little something that maybe those not in the Discord may care about.
I don't think they want to hear about it. So
you don't think so?
Anyway.
you don't think they want to hear about a chance to compete with the BTW folks?
I don't know. I mean, if you want to tell them, you tell them. But I'm going to put my foot down and I'm going to say I don't think they should know.
Well, I'm going to overrule you today.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
But so we've been teasing. We want to do something to give people a little taste of the Discord. and allow folks that, you know, maybe on the fence to join or may not have the means to join. We understand not everyone can, you know, go out and support creators, and we want to be able to still play with our community. So starting next month in July, once every in-game season, we will run a truly open server tournament. So you'll get temporary access to our BTW Discord and access to some channels, not all. It won't be a full-blown access, but you'll be able to compete in that month's tournament. And we're kicking off the what we're calling our BTW Versus series with a bang. Probably one of the most favorite formats that we have in the Discord and some of the highest turnout we ever have.
And it's we're not doing a draft, is it?
Great League draft.
No.
But with a twist. And I can't tell you that twist yet.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So we will have more information in upcoming episodes around how to sign up for this, how to get that temporary membership to the Discord. That'll all come out at a later date. But we want to go ahead and at least give everyone a heads up on the initial information.
Cool. Yeah, that's I'm excited for that. Just excited to expose other people to the Discord and to the show is always fun. So we will have more information on that at a later date. We had regionals in Australia and I think Japan? Is that what I was reading? I heard. I don't know who won Japan. Congratulations. I think he listened to the, they listened to the show and stole one of my top 10 and made it their name. Did we catch that?
No, hold on. Let me go back. Oh, wow, it is.
So congratulations to Rick Flareon, who won the, Melbourne, Australia regionals. Winning team was Reggie Steele, Shadow Walrein, Talonflame, Sirfetch, Sableye, and Lickitung.
Now, did you see one of the spicy top four Pokemon?
No.
Someone made the Melbourne top four running Great League Lucario.
Did they actually use it?
I didn't. It wasn't on Twitch or anything. Maybe okay. Fish can tell us, because our friend Fish on a Heater was actually a judge for Melbourne.
Oh.
So he was in Melbourne all weekend as a judge. So I hope you enjoyed that.
Awesome.
Fish. Finally get some sleep, maybe.
Yeah. So congratulations. And once if we find out who won the Japan one, or it's Japan, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I really wish they would, the official accounts would promote every single winner. Like it's so annoying when they don't.
Yeah. Speaking of winners, we didn't win our faction bout. By one fucking point.
I'm sorry. I made a bad play in the second match of mine.
Against the number one team in our region or whatever it's called. It was the captain reached out to me at the end of it and was just like, we can't wait to play your team again. In the next, because we're probably going to advance to the next.
They were all really close matches. Like, I don't think there was any sweeps across either side. Uh-uh. I think everyone went 2-1 or 1-2. So,
yeah,
very good. And they were awesome to coordinate with. They were very on top of the communication.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that we mentioned, hey, don't be those people that refuse to communicate. They weren't.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you to SoCal Swablus. I love the name too. I do love the name.
Yeah, it was a great match. So was it Saturday? Going into Saturday?
Yeah.
It was just me and Dino left to play. And we had to we both had to win 2-1?
We needed 4 points across 6 matches.
Yes. So we needed to both me and Dino needed to win 2-1. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be good because Dino may get 3-0, but he'll get the 2-1. And then I just have to worry about 2-1. And if he gets a 3-0, I just have to worry about winning one. So like, I wasn't too nervous and I was, alternating for Ultra League Specialist, which is like my wheelhouse, I guess. Lyle said I sounded 100 times more relaxed doing this battle than I did when we were doing Colony. Dino played his match, I think, at midnight?
No, it was almost 1 o'clock in the morning because we went so late streaming.
Yeah.
It was rough.
And I didn't see the outcome until the next morning. And basically I had to sweep for us to win. And it almost happened. It came down to just switching into Snorlax when I should have switched into Giratina. And ended up getting stuck Snorlax on a Toxicroak in the back.
But what Pokemon did you bring in all three matches?
MVP. For everyone, when I said it last week, Dino, oh, no, 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 no. I did it. Level 50 Raichu in Ultra League. Boss. It did exactly what it needed to do. And
confused the hell out of your opponent.
Exactly. I honestly forgot how spammy it is at one point, and I think even Lyles and Dino forgot, because we all went, oh, we'll just throw back-to-back brick breaks. And we look, I switch into it, and we look, and I had three.
Were you running Volt Switch or Charm? Because I didn't get to watch your match.
I was running Volt Switch on this. We felt Volt Switch was better.
Looking at your opponent's team, that was the right decision.
Yeah. So, it was... I'll tell you what. If you have the dust, I'm not going to tell anyone who doesn't have the dust and doesn't have other things. But if you have one, and you have the dust and the candy, it's fun. It's a fun one. I wish you got to see it.
Did I encourage you to build this? I think I did, didn't I? Suck it.
He's not here to defend himself, so it's even better.
You realize I only say that because he's not here. Otherwise, I would not dare do that.
Yeah, it was... I'll tell you what. I was so... Match one and match two... The first few battles, it was like easy clap. Like, I was surprised how easy, like, I got through those two. So third one, I was just like, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. And I was so, like, I felt like I knew I won. Like, I won the match, but I was like, because I wanted the sweep. I wanted to be, you know, hit the buzzer beater, but it didn't happen. But...
It was a really close match. All like I said, 11-10. I mean, that's what we're mostly seeing, is fairly close matches across the cycle group here.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of close ones, our BTW part two, they lost, but a very close loss again, 10-11, as well. So. I think I would almost prefer a blowout over a tight loss like this. Cause then it's like, oh, well, if we were blown out, we lost, like, I don't know. Okay. But when it's like that 1 point loss, it's just like, everyone's going, man, if I just did this, man, if I just did that, man, if I just did this.
Yeah. But here's the thing. This is their first cycle. And they're improving week over week over week. And that's really you're trying to do in your first cycle. If you remember our first cycle, it was
terrible. First two cycles were terrible.
So, look, they maybe won three, but the last 2 weeks have been literally 1 or 2 point losses.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting better. They're learning. They're learning how to work as a team better, which is, let's be frank, up until this season, we sucked at being a team.
Yeah.
Like, the thing with factions that's different is you can get on calls and screen share and strategize live in the battle.
Uh-huh.
Up until this season, we've never done that.
Yeah. I think it could be positive and it could be negative, depending on the player who's all on the call and stuff like that. I know, like, sometimes, like, with Colony, like, I was already iffy about it to begin with, and then being on the call with everyone kind of, like, amped up my nerves a little more. But, like, I was confident going into the Ultra League one. It's where I'm more comfortable, so, you know, the whole team could have been on there and I would have been okay. Like, everyone could have been yelling at me. So, but yeah. So the takeaway from the Sylph section today is build an XL Raichu.
100% commit to that. I fully endorse this decision.
And not Alolan, Kanto. Kantonian Raichu. Okay? Got it. Speaking of Raichu, its underform, Pikachu, is talked about in our next section on the in-game news. All right. So, starting on the 16th, so Thursday, will be the Pokemon Go TCG crossover. I'm going to name the relevant things to look at. Wimpod, and that evolves into Golisopod?
Golisopod. And we have moves for Golisopod now.
Okay. Yeah, I think I saw that. And then you're also, you can use your Melten box and Melten will be shiny. There's another thing floating around there, but it's not worth my mentioning and I'm not going to mention it.
Had a Pikachu. You're welcome.
Doesn't exist.
You ready for these moves for Golisopod?
Go for it.
Fast move, Fury Cutter, Metal Claw, Waterfall. Charge moves, Aerial Ace, Aqua Jet, X-Scissor. It is 100% a Sylph Pokemon. Will not be useful in open at all.
No, but it sounds like it's spammy as hell.
It's what's shocking to me is PvPoke's actually recommending you run Waterfall over Exit or over Fury Cutter. But either moveset, it just doesn't have wins.
Yeah. What were the charge moves again?
Charge moves, Aerial Ace, X Scissor, Aqua Jet.
Ooh, that Aqua Jet.
So your only option, you get a choice on fast move, Fury Cutter or Waterfall with X Scissor, Aerial Ace.
Yeah, I guess that's why they would suggest Waterfall, just to give it that extra coverage, since you're already running a bug charge move.
Oof. It's rough, unfortunately, which we kind of expected. I mean, you're talking a 25% win rate. Like,
Wimpod, not any better.
I mean, what does Wimpod even get to? Wimpod's max CP is 67.
Okay, so then we don't need to worry about that. but it is 400 candies to evolve Wimpod into it, Golisopod. But I have a question. Isn't there a middle form? Because I've seen, when I looked it up on the internet, I saw, unless it was just fan art, a middle evolution, a stage two or stage basic stage one, and then I think I saw it in a book too.
No, it's Wimpod evolved directly into Golisopod.
Okay. I don't know. I know I'll try and catch whatever just to for dex entries, but yeah, I'm going for hard for a shiny 100% Meltan. Not that I'll get it, but it's worth a shot. Sometimes if I say it, it happens. Even though I still haven't gotten a shiny Hoot.
So Astro, just so you know, we officially have a resource to help us in pronunciation with 8 different languages. If we ever need a different language pronunciation, I was talking to Rose on the side. Apparently she's fluent in 5 languages and conversational in 3 more.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Hmm. We should just have her say, we'll send her the notes ahead of time. She could just record herself saying all the names. And then when it comes to it, I'll just press. She could just pronounce the name for me.
Never.
Yes. Yes. It's going to happen. People are going to be like, who didn't listen to the show? They're going to be like, wait, what is Astro? Why did his voice change? But I saw that there's going to be an increase incense spawn rate for the Melten box. So that's good.
So this was something I did get a correction on. Apparently the Melten box has kept the boosted rate. It never dropped to normal incense, even though historically it was always aligned to normal incense. So maybe that's an oversight on Pokemon and Niantic, and we didn't say that, and they're not listening at all. Please don't, change it. Please, God, don't punish us for.
We didn't say that. That didn't happen. No. So while you were giving us that information, I closed the game. I reopened it, and one of my eggs had 2K eggs hatched.
Barboach.
13, 14 Barboach.
Can you get your wife's account and trade Barboaches over to yourself?
I probably could. And I'm sure if I could, I'm sure my kids have a bunch of them too, so we'll see. But, man, still, ugh. Anyway, the collection challenge, there's going to be 6 collection challenges of varied difficulties will take place. You'll get XP, Lure Modules, Incubator, Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise encounters. There's what another?
There's a second, what is this? Set of collection
second wave
halfway through the event.
Okay.
God, this event is 2 weeks. These spawns are going to be around for 2 weeks. You get 2 weeks of added Pikachus, Astro. Aren't you so excited? Yeah, look, I'm a huge TCG fan. I'm real excited for the Pogo TCG set. But by God, this event seems awful.
Ugh. Yeah.
Just awful.
I don't want to go through all the... Well, I guess I'll just...
We did it last time.
I'll just burn through them. Okay. I'll just say Bulbasaur. I guess your starters, your 3 starters, Bulbasaur, mm-hmm. Charmander, and Squirtle, look for...
Magikarp. Eevee.
Magikarp, Slowpoke, Eevee. If you haven't gotten a shiny Spinarak for a shiny Gyarados, or if you don't have a decent Gyarados, I will always support that decision. And then, let's see.
Onix, Chansey, Snorlax, Dragonite.
Yeah, Dragonite. Oh, well, the Dragonite, Slaking, Lunatone, and Solrock, aren't those going to be the rares?
They are the rares.
Okay, so yeah, other than that, there was at one point where Alolan Raticate had
Kanto Cup,
a play. Was it Kanto Cup?
Kanto Cup.
And then there was a Silph Cup where it was decent, and but I forget what that one was. It was a while ago. But those are it, and those will be almost the same ones in your field research, and then raids. 1 star, really. Chansey, if you're working on an XL.
And if you're doing that, why are you a bad person? Ask yourself, what are you doing wrong with your life?
Timber. Sorry. 3 stars.
It's going down. There you go. I know that's what you were waiting on.
There you go. Let's see, 3 stars, Snorlax, Dragonite. I guess if you don't have an Alolan Exeggutor or Slaking, I don't know. I wouldn't.
If you got nothing better, you could get if you're doing it in person, you could get a rare Candy XL.
Yeah, that's true.
At a 1% drop rate, I believe it is.
Ugh. That's terrible. Oh, excuse me. But here's the highlight. 5 star, Mewtwo with Shadow Ball. Until June 23rd, and then from the 23rd to the 1st of July, Mewtwo with Psystrike.
know, I have this Hundo Shadow Mewtwo.
That you need XLs for?
But I don't take any Master League Pokemon to level 50, so...
But remember, no more Premier.
You mean no more Classic.
No more Classic.
Do. We'll see. King Tom's already, like, up me to do this. He's like, you got to do it now. And I'm like, you're just jealous I have it and you don't. He's like, yes, I am, but you still have to do it for me.
We're living vicariously through you.
That's 85. Well, literally, King Tom's like, if you will build it, I will send you $25 for raid passes. Just do it.
Yes. And it's not like you're starved for the dust where you couldn't build it and still be okay.
I've actually built three things today.
Ooh.
I built my Cordele finally. Oh. And my Great League Ice Cavalier.
Okay.
And what was the other thing I built? I don't remember. I built something else that I probably shouldn't have bothered building, but I did.
But, I mean, you could build that Shadow Mewtwo all the way up to 50 and not even sweat the Stardust.
It's not the... Shadow would actually be a lot of Stardust. I need to figure that out. But it's also more than 296 candy for the Shadow. It's like 300 really? Something candy.
Because Shadow like Pokemon candy take extra or candy. XL candy?
XL candies.
Huh.
Shadows take extra XL candies to power up, as well as extra Stardust. So while Astro talks a second, I will tell you what the
it's actual... It's still not going to be... I still don't think it'll be anything. I don't think it'll be more than, what, maybe 500,000? Maybe 600,000 to build it all the way? We'll see.
It's only 300,000 dust, but 360 XL rare candy. Or XL candy.
And what are you at now?
I am at 33. Oof.
And yeah. What's the XL drop on those? One, two?
Three per minimal.
So, math, people. Let's do math. Why math?
I'm looking talking about at this. 110-ish raids. A little less than.
Minimal. At $1 a piece? You're looking at it like about $100.
I don't want to spend $100 on Mewtwo.
But if you spread it out over the course of the time... It's easier to hide underneath the rug. It doesn't feel as bad if you spread it all out.
50 in-person passes that I need to use at some point.
There you go. But
that requires leaving my house. And
listen, I expect a lot. I expect a lot of invites from you.
And yet you won't get them.
I know. I'll send them to you when I'm there, but... I think Shadow Ball's not considered a legacy move for
both are legacy moves.
Oh, okay. Really?
Shadow Ball was only available. I think it's been available one other like special event, but it was originally only available through EX raids.
Okay.
So my first ever Mewtwo that I have was a Shadow Ball Mewtwo, and it was a EX raid that was when they sent out the accidental passes, like people that didn't do EX, like do the raid at GMs got random EX passes. That was the only Mewtwo EX I got to do.
Because
I was out of town every other time I got an invite.
Yeah. I remember those things. I got one and I was like, what the fuck is this invite for EX raid? I'm like, I looked at where it was and I'm like, nobody ever battles at this gym. Like, it was a gym, literally. So I went there at the time. Nobody was there. So it was just a waste. Did nothing. Anyway, now it's my chance. Because I don't think I have one with Psystrike, but I don't think I have one with Shadow Ball.
But you know what you don't have?
Hmm.
Shiny Psystrike.
That's right. Wait.
Mewtwo's shiny eligible.
I have a shiny Mewtwo, but I don't think it has Psystrike.
I bet you it doesn't. So there you go. And the Mega Raids are half-decent Mega Raids. The Kanto Starter Megas are back. And I think Charizard X and Charizard Y, in my opinion, have tons of value from the new buddy Mega Buddy system. And so does Mega Venusaur. Mega Blastoise, there's better water ones out there. Gyarados, Slowpoke, that gives you other coverages for types. That's not just pure water, so I wouldn't bother wasting time on it. But Venusaur and Charizard give you 5 covered types across them. So Poison, Grass, Fire, Dragon, Flying. Those are worth investing in my opinion.
Yeah. I think I've I'm at level 2 on all 3 of them, so that'll be good. Let's see, raid hours. So the 15th, we've got Groudon, and then the 22nd, Mewtwo with Shadow Ball. Also, we don't get...
On the 29th, you'll get Mewtwo, or... No, the 20... Whoa. No, the 22nd is Mewtwo... Or yeah, 29th, you get the Psystrike version. So you saw there's an extra raid month that isn't on the notes yet, because that's 2 weeks away, and we have another show between now and then.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
It's hard to Astro looking at a calendar. It's really hard for
him. It is. The 21st, Spinarak will be our... Excuse me. I'm sorry. Our spotlight hour. If you're extremely, extremely lucky, you can get a shiny one. But let's be real. Who gets shiny anything during spotlight hour?
Do you have a shiny Spinarak?
I do.
Okay, good. You finally got that one. What about a Hoot Hoot? Yeah. Do you have a shiny Hoot Hoot?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Mm-mm. No, no. Now, but another thing I don't have a shiny of is a shiny Dino. I mean, Dino. So Matthew, when he was putting in the show notes, because he's typed Dino so many times, when he typed in Dino, it auto-corrected to Dino.
I love that. I love it.
It's awesome.
What's better, Speedy is called Dino Dino as well, which is just even makes it even funnier.
Yes, that's perfect. So lovely. We get this community day on Saturday the 25th. That's correct. So if you're doing you're thinking, why does that sound familiar? Because that's during Columbus Regionals.
Look, Chile Regionals had GoFest. I don't think we can complain about having community day during our region.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
You figure that the company that makes the game may have like some type of connection with the Pokemon company to kind of figure this out and say, oh, we've got regionals that weekend. Why don't we just do it the next weekend?
See, but there's also a regional that weekend.
Well, then don't give us Dino.
This is something TCPI is actually notorious for, is stacking events on the same weekend. If you are a main series game or main series player, you'll know there's typically like in Sword and Shield, there was a Sword and Shield raid den weekend event. At the same time, there was a Unite event going on at the same time as a community day, at the same time as a regionals a couple years ago. Like, it was all on the same weekend in the same 3 days. And if you listen to, we'll have, you know, Greg from ISE on in a few weeks here. One of the things they say jokingly all the time is that Janine is in charge of all the company's calendars and she only works 1 week a month. So that's the week they put everything on.
Yep.
Blame Janine.
It sounds like it.
Blame Janine.
But yes, so Dino is getting it Saturday, June 25th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. your local time.
Sort of.
Sort of.
You'll see more, because I know you haven't read this announcement yet.
No. If you evolve... See, this is... Oh, okay. When I first read it, I thought it was backwards, and I'm like, wow, they're giving the second evolution a move, and not the... Hey, I was like, is that really how bad it is?
Stop that.
Yeah. I was like, man, is the third one, the final stage, really that bad that even Niantic is going to give it its own move? So if you evolve Zwillius into Hydreigon. Yeah, that one. During community day or up to 5 hours after.
There's a reason. You keep reading later.
It can learn the dark move Brutal Swing.
Another new move in the game.
65 damage, but we have no energy yet.
Do you think this makes Hydreigon usable?
No.
Why?
I don't think so. Because it's... Where would it be usable?
It would only be usable in Master League. And take a guess how many charms it takes to kill Hydreigon in Master League.
Half? No. One?
Four charms. four charms to Dan. Its typing is just abysmal in the meta.
Unfortunately. Yeah, it's what? It's Dark Dragon.
Dark Dragon.
Yeah.
However, its shiny is, oh my god, good. Have you seen this shiny before?
I've seen the shiny Dino and Zwellius.
Yeah, it's that looks just like as the, good.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, it's just as good.
Is it? Mm.
I'm getting the image to share for you here.
Okay. So, yeah. I would suggest getting one just to have it, but yeah. It's
and oh, but nothing. What about all these people that spent so much money to get the shiny Dino? Doesn't it devalue their shiny?
I don't know. They were giving it to us at what? GoFest?
Yeah, it was GoFest. Look, Go y'all. Fest? Once again, we've said it once. We'll say it 100 times. Everything gets,
comes
around eventually.
Ooh, guess what?
Next year,
nice.
Next year in June, we'll have mm-hmm. Gumi Community Day.
Yay!
Or not Gumi, Aksu. I'm sorry. This year was Aksu.
Aksu.
Next year, we'll have Gumi at GoFest mm-hmm. and Aksu Community Day. And the year after that, we'll probably have Gumi Community Day and Kamo'o'o at GoFest. It's just the way it works. If you haven't seen the pattern yet. There's a pattern.
The shiny of this thing looks like the Green Goblin.
It's good. It's real good.
And I just now noticed looking at it, because I don't think I've ever really stared at it on the screen, but now that I'm like looking at it on my monitor, I never knew that its hands were faces. That's kind of weird. Like, it's not like up in its head. Like, it's like its hands.
It's going to punch you with its face and bite you.
It's a face punch.
Triple crunch. It can run a new move called triple crunch.
Yeah. So for our event bonuses, it's quarter hatch distance, 2x catch candy, 2x Dino XL chance, 3-hour incent, 3-hour lure module duration, 50% less stardust for trades.
Here's when you get your shield on as deer in this event.
Okay. One extra special trade. And then there's new group bonuses.
Before we go there, just so people mm-hmm. know, if you want extra chance XLs through the mega system, Gyarados, Charizard X, Latios, and mm-hmm. Altaria. Those are your megas.
And Houndoom.
Thank you.
Yep, Houndoom.
Wait, there's also one more, Absol.
Absol.
A lot of Omegas to choose from, is what we're saying.
Really? I totally forgot. I forgot that Absol had a Mega.
It does.
Totally forgot.
It looks awful. It's not a good Mega, but you know.
Sometimes I forget that Pokemon exists until it hatches from a fucking 12K egg, and then I want to throw my phone through
three.
A wall.
I hatched three back-to-back.
Ready? Four. Not Absol.
Scroopies?
Nope.
That's what. Those are the two worst things in the pool, aren't they?
Oh no.
What?
There's worse.
What's else in the pool?
What is it? Salazzle? Is it Salazzle?
Salazzle. But those are those. At least you have a chance to get a female. You want to hatch one of those?
Four males.
Dude, I'm 0-9 on male or on females.
I think that's 12. I think that's 12 for me.
Yeah, I'm 0-9 right now. That doesn't bother me. Hatching an Absol or a Scroopy?
No. Oh, no. I get Absol, Larvitar. If I hatch another...
I think I have
4,000 Larvitar candy at this point. If I wanted to build my 100% Tyranitar, I could max it out very easily. I have the XL candy and the regular candy for it. Could probably do 2 at this point. and then I get a bunch of Ponyard,
Vullaby,
and then Vullaby, but I was okay with Vullaby. Now it doesn't bother me.
I'm now very upset I get Pancham after GoFest. I don't want to see Pancham anymore.
So you know what I get mad at, and I keep forgetting? I'm like 5 or 6 dark Pokemon away from being able to evolve my Great League Pancham. And I keep forgetting it's in GBL rewards to put it as my buddy before I start my battles. And
I got my last one from a rocket encounter this past weekend during the research event. So my Great League has been evolved. I didn't build it, but I evolved it so I could get it, my Licky Tongue back as my buddy and maybe one day join the exclusive Licky Tongue club. Because I really want an XL Licky Tongue.
I've got a really good one.
Mine's really good. I just don't have the XLs for it. I'm at 30 of 296. Ugh. And it's already been... Here's even, what's even worse. I've already best buddied it. I best buddied it within a month. But back to the community day. Group bonuses.
So catch enough dino during the event. Add a single lure. Okay, wait. Let me start it again. Catch enough dinos during the event at a single lure module to have a wild Zoelius spawn near the Pokestop. Okay?
That's a similar event to what we had last time, but this next one, I told you that the time is sort of till 2 p.m.
Okay. Raid bonus. Battle in person. No remote raided friends. 4-star Zoelius raids. To have wild dino appear around the gym for 30 minutes. So
this is this starts after the event and goes 3 more hours. So you can extend it to a 6-hour community day.
So you have to do a Zoelius raid. It's a 4-star raid.
And we have a confirmation that it will require at least 2 people.
Okay. But you can't invite anybody with a remote.
Nope. And you can't join them remotely either. You have to do in-person raids.
And you know there's going to be that one dick that just comes in like, oh, I'm going to do this remote and ruin it for everybody.
No, physically, they're stopping remote invitations from this gym, from those gyms during that time.
Oh, okay, so you won't be able to get in.
Cannot do remote raids.
Because I would be so pissed.
That's setting, that they can turn on and off remote raiding for individual types or individual Pokemon.
But I mean, we kind of know that they should be able to do that. It's just
can versus should are different stories. Once again, if I'm that rural player, and I don't have a second person in my local area that can raid with me, I'm now locked out of the last 3 hours of the event because I can't invite a friend. Like, I think one person should absolutely have to be in person. I agree with that. But you should be able to invite a secondary person to help take down that boss.
Yeah. So it's doable with two. It's not doable with one, good counters.
Niantic has actually confirmed it will not be soloable.
Okay.
They said 2 to 5 minimal.
Okay. So the radius of spawning is 300 meters from the gym. Do we know the conversion? Because I don't know meters.
Football like field. That. Or no, three football field. Or no, wait. Yeah. 300 meters is equal to about a football field, 100 yards, because a meter is just over 3 feet. So 900 feet. Now, keep in mind, it does say radius, but I wonder if they're getting radius and diameter confused again, because they say the Pokestop radius is 80 meters, and it's not 80 meters, it's 40 meter radius. And we'll see what happens when it actually tests out, but they're saying they say specifically radius.
That's not bad, actually.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, because I'm within 300 meter radius of, like, 2 gyms. But I'm going to be in Columbus, so I don't know where I'm going to be.
look, honestly, if we don't compete on Saturday, I may go to the Columbus Zoo, which is what I've heard is an amazing play spot. So,
yeah,
welcome to tag along.
Yeah, if none of us are competing on Saturday,
we will have the SUV, so there'll be enough seats for everyone to pile
let's
in.
Let's do community day. There's that featured avatar item, a dino hat. Some people already have it. And they're not discounting it. It's still 150 coins. Nope. Hold on. No community day box has been mentioned yet.
I don't think I've seen one, actually. I didn't even think. Let me go double check the article real quick, because I don't remember seeing one. No, I don't see one. Interesting.
I don't know about that. I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, you won't spend any money on it.
But that's where I get my... I replenish my Elite Charge TMs.
Well, the last two boxes haven't had Elite Charge TMs in the first place. Oh, they're also bringing back in-person meetups. But guess what city isn't having an in-person meetup?
Columbus, Ohio.
Is not having an in-person
meetup. I know. I just looked. Actually, there's not a single meetup in the entire state of Ohio.
There is not. There is one in Louisville this time.
Yep. There you go.
However, from what we've heard, because Lexington is also having an unofficial meetup. They're partnering with Sylph for a meetup. But apparently the reason that you don't have them in a lot of cities that you would expect to is apparently to do an official meetup, Niantic actually requires you to get city permits. And some of the local communities just aren't able to swing those permits for their areas.
Gotcha.
Informed me of that because he was working with the Lexington community, getting us our Sylph-based one.
Gotcha. Okay. So I think that's it for...
Not a lot of news this week. Game?
No? All right. So let's go ahead then and move over to GBL section.
Fight!
All right, so when this comes out, we will be wrapping up Ultra League and about to start Master League and the Fossil Cup, which I guess that's where you're going to be playing. But before we talk about next week, how have you been doing? Because I know...
I was doing really well the first half of the week. I got up to 2350. And for some reason, starting on Friday night and into Saturday, something funky's going on with Charm. Not certain what. And you can go back and watch the VOD from this past weekend. But like, I'm losing 3 to 4 Charms a match minimal. And not like desyncing, like just straight up stopping and not getting them. Like, I came into a Sylveon that was already down, I think, 5 or 10% health, and it actually beat my Sylveon without throwing a charge move because of how badly I was losing moves. So because of that, I've actually dropped back down into the 2050 or 2250 range. It makes me not want to play. I'm still playing, but I don't. It's not because I'm losing ELO, because it feels so wrong the way the moves are working right now. What about you, Astro? How is your GBL experience going?
Well, I haven't been playing a whole bunch, but I'm at 18, which is good because I think I only played like 3 days last week, and I didn't even play full sets. I was running, what was it, Scizor, Raichu, and Swampert.
No triple dark. You betray us.
Just no. Hold on. It was there. I just wanted to try out the Raichu to get used to it. And it did well. And then it didn't. So I switched back to I wasn't even gonna like mess around with Incineroar or anything, even though I really wanted to, but I just knew that I wasn't playing as many between now and Wednesday, so I wanted to make sure like I took advantage of the time I was playing. So I went back to the OG team, and it's still doing well. It's still doing well, even though I've been getting... Today I played one set, and I got 4 out of 5 Swampert leads.
Can I get those, please? I know, can I not see Reggie still in the lead one match? Please?
Oh, God. But it's still very predictable, where even with the Swampert lead, like I just switch into either Scrafty or Obstagoon, and it draws out their fairy like right away. It seems like everyone is running Sylveon, either as a safe swap or in the back. So I just kind of let that one. I always know I'm going to sacrifice one of them. It's just a matter of which one. But I'm like maybe almost halfway through 18 into 19. But yeah, nah, I can't complain for how little I've been playing. But I will say I've been having kind of like in the same issue that you were having with Charm. I've been noticing that I will be tapping my charge move, and I know for a fact it's not like stuck in the middle of a fast move. Like I know it's a fast move, and the next one should be the charge move, and it's throwing fast moves instead of my charge move. And I lost like three battles. I lost three battles last night because of that.
Yeah,
and
yep, absolutely. I've had that happen as well, especially with Talonflame. And it makes me so angry because I'm like, hey, I got the win. I have the Brave Bird, and there's no shields, and nope, I'm not getting to throw a Brave Bird today. Let's throw three more incinerates instead.
Right? Yes, it did that, and literally, like, I lost three matches during that tournament because of that, and I was just like, this is ridiculous. And then I thought maybe it was just, you know, that part of the game. GBL, same thing. So it was, I don't know what's going on there, but listen, not going to complain yet.
Yeah. It's something funky's happening, but it happens. We'll, if you've looked at the Health Shift article, there is fixes that are in game code now that will be coming out in the next couple of releases. So I'm going to give them a chance to fix it. I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon of this game is completely broken and doesn't work at all, because it still works better than it did two seasons ago. People forget how bad it was two seasons ago.
Oh my god.
It was terrible. Okay, so when we come back, so when this comes out, we'll be Open Master League and then Fossil Cup. So I'm looking at the rankings of Fossil Cup, and I guess I'm not understanding.
Don't
Fossil Cup?
Unfortunately, don't trust PP Pope for Fossil Cup. First off, do you know what Fossil Cup is? Astro, do you know the typings that are allowed?
I'm guessing one of them is steel.
Steel, rock, water. Which means steel and water is allowed. Because rock is next to useless. However, there's one of my picks that, because of the rock typing being allowed, does jump into the meta here. And because there is a lot of Pokemon that picks up wins against rock types, they're getting overranked.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a weird meta. Registeel, of course, is number one. If Steel's allowed, Registeel's number one. That's just what it's going to be. Do you see it, number two, Astro? Do you see number two?
Lucario.
However, I do prefer Escavalier over that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
with no fire.
With next, I think
all day.
There's maybe a couple things that can throw fire punch, maybe. But let's see. Let's see what all fire moves we have out there.
I don't know.
Oh, there's fire fang.
Maybe Mawile.
Mawile.
Yeah.
And Markargo is out there. That you would be a fool to run Markargo right now. Have you done any practice for it or looked at any team comps?
No, but I'm liking. I like that Escavalier pick. Ludicolo looks fun.
It is, but you know what else is fun? I mentioned it on the show earlier that I built today.
Shows how much. Was it? I don't know.
It was responsible for you sweeping me twice in 1 month. It's a grass rock type. You forget about... Go ahead.
Cradilly
is real fun.
And it's...
It's only ranked 27, but once again, I think it's overvaluing some Pokemon here.
I guess, yeah, because the grass typing...
It hardwalls all of your mud boys. And I also learned tonight, it can take a Hurricane from Pelipper and just slapping
easy.
It.
Yeah.
Like, had no clue there. Mm-hmm. Thing is bulky. So I'm looking at the Escavalier and Cordelia as my core. Okay. I also like Poliwrath. Now, PV Poke is saying run Ice Punch. I still think you should be running Scald, but I can see why you would run Ice Punch.
I have Scald on mine.
I like
Scald.
And I won't
change it just because.
Quagsire is pretty highly ranked. Gyarados is highly ranked. I'm just trying to look. What I love seeing, though, look, things like Bastiodon's allowed. Do you see Bastiodon anywhere on the page here early on?
No, because it'll get wrecked.
Ranked 47.
Jeez.
Stunfisk is allowed. It's all the way down at rank 34. I love they developed a meta that has two of the most popular Pokemon in it, and they're not good at it at all.
I'm trying to figure out how Skarmory is so low.
What's it hitting hard?
Yeah,
Rock and Steel both resisted. And it takes neutral damage from all the water types.
Yeah, I guess you're right there.
I like the one that they tried above Skarmory. Barbacool.
Politoed. Barbacool.
Oh. Fury Cutter Cross Chop Grass Knot. Once again, because that Grass Knot coverage, it has something to hit all of your Mud Boys. And with Cross Chop, it can handle your Steel and your Rocks as well.
Hmm.
So there's some good
picks. You definitely have to have something to back up against fighting because you get a Lucario in there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's where Lucario and Escavalier. I guess that's why probably Lucario's ranked so high is because it's got counter and then the power up punch.
Yeah, I still think Escavalier with Drill Run and counter is a much better Pokemon than Lucario. Now, I will say I went a little spicy tonight, and Lyle's about threw his phone at me. Acid Spray. That bait potential of Acid Spray and lowering that attack. Yes, I would lose a few matches that I would need Mega Horn to nuke something. But
not that many.
Not that many, exactly. Mm-hmm. And being able to drop that defense makes a huge difference in some matches. So I'm running counter, Drill Run, Acid Spray.
Hmm. I figured you'd be running the Water Spider here.
It's not good. It's ranked high, but what's it actually beating? Like,
not much.
Yeah.
I haven't used Ludicolo in a while, so maybe I'll do something.
Oh, and I think Pelipper will be really popular as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's neutral against the grass and is really good against all the counter users.
Actually, Ludicolo looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's neutral to grass, it's neutral to water, it's only weakness, so we got Bug, Flying, Poison. It's going to resist Water, Steel, Ground. Grass is neutral. And it's running Razor Leaf.
I would run Bubble. Absolutely yeah, should
I
run
would
Bubble.
Do,
because I once again, you're still going to beat the Mud Boys running Bubble, which is why they're saying run Razor Leaf. But you're also going to be able to deal a little more damage to like the Registeel. You're not going to win against the Registeel, but you're still fighting back a little better with Bubble.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe. I think I would go Energy Ball over Leaf Storm just so that I didn't get the self nuke.
Yep.
Ice
Beam is 100% required, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see anything else.
But I think it's going to be fun. And there's three times dust, and it's early in the season. So if your ELO drops, it isn't the end of the world. Mm-hmm. You can always climb later, get your dust now.
Yep. And then your Master League people. There was a mix, a change in the rankings for Master League, for Open Master League. Did you see that?
Altered Tina's number one now?
Number one.
I know he did a bunch of boom reshuffling.
Number four.
Where's Dialga? How did Dialga fall down to number nine?
Yeah. I don't know. So you got Giratina altered at number one, and then Origin at four. Lugia, Zekrom is two and three. Groudon, five. Shadow Lugia at six. Yveltal at seven. Mewtwo, Shadow Mewtwo at eight. Dialga at nine. Reshiram at 10.
That's weird.
Right? That's what I thought. I looked at this the other day, and I was like, huh? Very interesting.
Yeah.
I think I would have to ask, like, Dom or King Tom, like, why that would be that way.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of a...
I think it's just because they shuffled moves around, because if you go, you know, for example, even down in Great League, they changed some of the recommended moves on a few Pokemon. So I think it's just because he did a move shuffle up to figure out, you know, better moves mm-hmm. for certain Pokemon. I'm trying to think of a good example here. I was just talking to Athena about this the other day, and I don't remember what it was. But yeah, there's one of them that just completely flipped the moves to what I've been saying for months that should be running. And now that's what they're having it run. Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah, what the shuffle up has also put Lucario as number 32. In Great League.
Ugh.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
I mean, if I do when I dabble in to Master League, I'll probably still run my... I think I was running Zacian, Florgis, and then I'm trying to think who was the middle one. I forget who I had in the middle. But I think it was Machamp. I think it was Fire Double Fairy, and it did pretty well, especially since Florgis is Fairy, but runs, it's technically a grass Pokemon, so that helps against Groudon, because it can hit you with Fire Punch all at once. Doesn't really do that much. So
wow, these rankings are so confusing to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Drapion, yep. Specifically Shadow Drapion, which we know how good it is, has dropped all the way down to 165 in Great League. Oof, and they're also saying run Sludge Bomb? No, you run Aqua Tail.
Huh. Yeah. I would say Sludge Bomb and Ultra, maybe?
Absolutely Sludge Bomb and Ultra, because fairies are just so flipping common.
Yeah, but not in Great League. So yeah, you'll get the 3x Stardust rewards for win rewards. But then also on the 18th, we've got Go Battle Day. And it's
Are you gonna be monkeying Mankey. Around?
I'll do the one. Just so that I have cross chop.
Come on.
That's
the
it.
The pun was too good. Don't you gotta acknowledge.
But okay. But yes, so Mankey, it's the featured. So if you evolve your Mankey into Primeape, it will learn Cross Chop.
Yes. And I think it's also 4x Dust rewards that day.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mankey with Cross Chop is good. You should have two, unless you want to use the TMs, or in my case, like I couldn't.
Mankey?
So having two. Or not Mankey, Primeape.
Apparently, Primeape with Cross Chop is really good in Ultra, actually.
I have a rank 1 for Ultra. I can't right now. I don't want to spend that kind of Stardust, but I have it.
Do it. Do it.
No. But you should have one that has Cross Chop, and then one that has... Was it... Ice Punch
or Night Slash, Close Combat. I mean, it has multiple viable moves.
Mm-hmm.
It has four. It truly has four viable charge moves.
Yeah, Primeape is good. Primeape is fun.
It's ranked higher than Drapion now.
Hmm. Interesting. So
confused about these rankings now.
So that's the 18th. Are you guys going to be streaming?
I will have Go Battle Day? Our friend from Pallet Town on Fish on a Heater will be joining me on Twitch that night.
Nice.
So we will be streaming. I will try to save a few sets. I have a terrible time trying to remember how many sets I've done and not done on Go Battle Days anymore, because I kind of do some and then I stop, and I got a feeling I think my in-laws may be coming up, because that's also Father's Day weekend.
Mm.
So I guess proactively, happy Father's Day, y'all. For those listening on the weekend.
Oh, that's right. It's Father's Day coming up. Exciting.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to do absolutely nothing. That's what I got asked. What do you want to do for Father's Day? I said, I want to sit my ass on the couch. I want to have my phone and my Switch. And I want to do nothing. Don't ask me to do nothing. Don't tell me to do nothing.
You want
to
finish Pokemon Legends Arceus?
I'm going to finish that and start. I got The Witcher for like $20. So I want to start that. It
looks bad on the Switch, though.
It is what it is. It was $20. So.
It's a $20 pickup. I'll give you $20 for it. If you paid me more than that, I would have made fun of you.
Well, I have to do that because I really want to get Mario Strikers.
I want it. I want it so bad.
I know. I want to.
We need to get do a stream on it.
Wait, did you get your Switch Sports?
Not yet. I need to.
We gotta do that and do bowling. Because that's like, that the bowling is so much fun. I played it online, and the online one has knockouts. You get knocked out at the end of, you know, whoever's at the lower, they get knocked out. And I was like literally tied with the person. And for some reason, I was the one they decided to kick out. We had the exact same score, but I was the one they wanted to kick out.
But, good scrub.
Listen, that's one thing. I'm good. I'm good at bowling on the Switch.
But are you good at bowling in your life?
I'm pretty good in bowling. I think like I'm like high 100s.
I'm not that anymore. I used to be. Before I got carpal tunnel, I used to be really good at bowling.
Like, yeah, I love bowling. Average of like, I love going bowling.
205-ish.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do bowling.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll go bowling.
And then I won't be able to compete because my hands will hurt too bad.
Well, we'll do Friday.
No, we're competing Saturday, remember? Remember?
Yeah. Positive. We'll drink some beers and play with some balls.
No, sorry, it sounded like a plane was literally landing in my house all of a sudden. I'm like, what's going on?
The planes and balls all over the place.
Just trying to let that go.
Giggity. I don't have the soundboard. Like, that's, I can't do it quick enough to make it sound good. Questions? I
think it's time for questions.
Is that it for GBL? You don't have anything to add?
No. Like I said, I'm just not stressing it as much this season. Even with ELO back, I'm just like, it is what it is.
Oh, I'm stressing it. Like, I want to do well, but I'm okay only playing like 3 sets and then being positive and not finishing the other 2.
Which is growth for you. That's big growth in your side.
Yeah, because normally I would just try and power through all 5 or just... Normally I would end up falling asleep through most of them.
See, that's my problem. I'm still powering through 5 most days because I want the dust. But it's literally, I feel like I'm forcing myself to play. Like, true forced.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... We'll see. Give it a little bit. Let it get back into your juices.
I think after Regionals is over, or Columbus is over, maybe I'll be a little more GBL focused. But right now, it's just... I'm more worried about what's happening in Columbus.
That's a stress. All right. So anyway, let's do questions.
Let's do broken soundboard.
Yep.
Refresh your browser again. Ash will be back in a minute, y'all.
Yeah, hold on. Let's see if I do that. No? Okay.
You have to refresh your entire browser and unscrew it. I can hear Matthew now for the first time in a while. He's been talking to us, but we couldn't hear him.
Refresh.
Refresh, refresh, refresh.
There we go. Okay. Let's see. Live. So it's going live. We're almost there. There we go. This is the wrong music, too.
Oh, so close. So close.
Go back in time. Back in time. Here we go.
Insert Astro's edit here.
No, I don't want to. You don't want to do it.
If you have just clicked the right button, you wouldn't have to do it either.
God, that's so terrible. All right, I'm going to try one more time to refresh.
Refreshing. But it's more fun to have Astro stress it.
I almost couldn't get back in. All right. Good thing I can edit this part. This will be the only episode where I actually edit. Maybe. We'll see.
Or will you?
Maybe I'll just cut out all the blank spaces and everyone will just be like, what the fuck is going on right now?
that's typically what they're doing anyways by this point of the show.
This is true. Okay, we have no soundboard for the rest of the show, I guess. That sucks. So I'm going to pause, and this is going to be where the music is going to play if you're listening, because I need to drink some water.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We'll see what part of that I leave in. if our soundboard is not working again, which kind of sucks, because we were debuting Matthew's the Matthew Breaker breakdown. Is that what we were calling it? Matthew Breaker's mm-hmm. breakdown. So it's going to be in the podcast. You're going to hear it. But we are not going to get to it.
I don't get to tell him how wrong he is. This is no fun now.
I know. Well, you never know. So yeah, we're in the questions. There should be theme music at some point, either before or as I'm talking or after. We don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll see. We'll play it by ear and see how it goes. First question comes from Fighting Gobbler. Any thoughts? I know, right? I haven't seen his name on a question in a while. Any thoughts on the idea that we can't judge this GoFest until we see what the third day on 8/27 is going to be like?
That's fair, but I'm still judging it. I think it was judged well. I liked GoFest. I had a good time.
Yeah. I felt it was good. Honestly, the 27th will just be what? Icing on the cake?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So is this where it comes in? Or is it after the... This is a new part of the show, so we're still working this part out. Guessing...
It's the third question portion.
Okay, when Breaker, the third question is for it? Got there. It. Perfect. Just making sure. I don't want to mess it up any more than I already am messing it up. So next question from Greenwich Muffin. We've got multiple ones here. First part, what is the most damage possible in Pogo PvP from one meta Pokemon against another in terms of percentage of health dealt? Example, a non-debuffed Psycho Boost from a Great League attack Deoxys against a Great League Toxicroak does 310%? Is that correct?
Yes.
That's insane.
And it just goes up from there.
Because
Attack Deoxys Master League against a Great League Toxicroak would do even more.
Is there an attack that you could find that does more in Ultra League or Master League?
Off the top of my head, without a lot of research, not that I know of.
I'm still in shock about that damage, because normally when I throw, at least on defense, when I throw a psycho boost, it like does nothing.
Yes, because defense is very low attack versus attack. Deoxys has 360 attack.
Wow, 310. So that would it would completely delete Toxicroak, and then the next time you brought him out for the next battle, he would just disappear because he's still getting beat up.
Correct.
Yeah, so he'd be deleted three times from the game.
Wow. Oh wow! I was expecting a Nidoqueen in the Master League area to take more, but it didn't. It's only 107 damage. Let's go Great League.
Interesting. So while you're looking that stuff up, we'll go to the next part here. Do you think we will ever see something like...
Apparently, the max damage output is 200 damage. So 107% is the most anything can do. So even that Toxicroak matchup, technically, based on game coding, will only do 107%.
Even though mathematically or whatever,
yeah,
it should be 3 to... Wow. Okay. Yeah. Even then, Oof, that's
at least according to PvPoke, and I trust PvPoke on the math portion of it.
Yeah,
not always the moves, but his math is solid.
His math is solid. Okay, so next part: do you think we will ever see something like crits in Pogo?
Critical hits.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Ooh,
I don't like it.
Not down with the terminology, I guess. How and where would it be implemented? What would it look like? Who or would we also see flinches? Oh, okay. And how would they work? Flinches would be too hard because our turn is too quick.
Because it's real-time battling versus turn-based, I don't think either of these actually work in Pogo. It would be cool, but one of the things that makes Pogo battling very different than we get in the main series game, main series game has damage rolls. So a move can do anywhere between X and Y percent damage. And every time you throw the move, there's a RNG chance of what it's going to do inside of that. And then you add on an RNG chance of the critical hit, which will double the damage it was going to do. A lot of math there. Pogo being more real-time based and having set damage moves is the reason that it's a different style game. So I don't think criticals or flinching would work in Pogo itself, though it could be a cool concept.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I understand the flinches. Yeah, I just, with how fast it goes, I'm not sure. Yeah, I would agree. So, so the next question here is actually where we're going to insert our very first Matthew Breaker's breakdown, correct? Am I right? You read the question? Cool.
Perfect. Read the question first, of course. Yeah.
Oh, were you going to play it on your phone? Matthew had his phone up to his microphone, and we would be able to hear it, but no one else would.
But you can edit that in. Come on, read the question. It's hard to hear dots spinning.
This is just a mess.
Okay, read the question. Read the question.
No, he reads the question in the thing. We could hear it. I'll send you the audio file so you can hear it.
Hello, welcome to Matthew Breaker's Breakdown with Matthew Breaker. I'm Matthew Breaker. This week's question comes from Gray Ninja Muffin, and it reads, I'm currently working on an XL Metacham, rank 69. Aren't we all? Side note, fun fact, and this is true, fellas, this would be a perfectly good scenario to use a sound effect. Oh, good for you. Anyway, back to the question from Dusty Assassin Biscuit. Should I work on a non-XL after? If so, what are some scenarios/team comps/matchups where a non-XL is better or worse? And what would that general IV range for a non-XL be? Is it a hundo or is it egg IVs? Well, light dark shinobi scone, I'm going to have to give it to you straight. Unless you get a rank 1, stick with your rank fun. Don't go chasing another heavy medi when you got a perfectly grand cham already. Yours wins in all shield scenarios against the best of the best, even if it's 4 husky points less. Bottom line, my monochromatic warrior bagel, stick with what you got. You don't want to settle down with a non-XL. If you open up your Stardust wallet and make it rain, this psychic fighter won't leave you for your more successful cousin Derek, who never had to work hard in his life to get ahead. I'm clearly not still holding on to past issues at all. Back to you, fellas.
Oh, I love it so much, and I can't say how wrong Matthew is.
Oh my gosh. I think
because Matthew didn't take into the concept that we talked about a few weeks ago that a hundo mega metacham would be ultra league eligible. So if you get a hundo, it doesn't take any XL candy, it's just a little bit of dust. It is the hundo that you want to build, though. And that Matthew did mostly correct, but yeah, XL, non-XL is not good in Great League on its own. But if you're wanting it for that potential Ultra League mega, build it. Anything to add, Astro?
No, I thought it was absolutely perfect. It was right on point, and I loved every second of it. And I may actually leave in the fact that I just had my headphones up to the microphone to record that and see how it sounds. And it may actually be that they help me.
It won't sound good though. We'll see. That. It won't sound up to your ears. You will hear it and go, God, no.
I know. It's so bad. It's like the only thing I care about is it sounding good. I don't care if there's a bunch of crap going on, but as long as it sounds good, as long as the crap sounds good. Yeah. Next one. Can we get a Twitch points redeem to have Wildcat or Lyle sing the Canadian national anthem?
Oh, hell no.
I think so. I think
I'm the one in control of the Twitch points. So no,
that's not fair.
Life's not fair.
Yeah,
I gave you the clip specifically for that reason.
I can't even play the clips. I can't play shit right now. And it fucking pisses me off.
God. But maybe Lyles will put one on his Twitch stream.
Damn it. Yeah.
But it's not going on the BTW one.
Why not?
I'm not saying. Okay,
how about this? We get Lyles on stream with you guys. We'll let you two battle. I'll pick the meta, and I'll pick the rules. Whoever wins has to sing the national anthem of their country.
Oh, hell no.
Come on. I'll even give you like a bluegrass version of it.
I'm not singing.
No? Okay.
See, what you don't know is I used to actually sing in the church choir. But
I could see it.
Yeah. I don't have the bass I used to, though. I've gotten old and scratchy throated.
As long as I'm not the one singing. Anyway.
You mean screaming?
One. Yeah. If you could have one of the pseudo legends, first forms coming to kill you and one to protect you, which would it be and why? So pseudo legends are like Tyranitar.
The dragons, pretty much, and Tyranitar, Metagross. But the first forms, not so the under evolved forms specifically.
Hmm.
I know who I'm having protect me.
Who?
Jangmo-o. The fighting dragon one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably have Dratini coming to kill me. The thing is not that big.
Nah. Yeah. Probably wouldn't do much.
Or Larvitar, actually. Larvitar would
do. No, Larvitar would look like it could do some damage.
But here's the thing. I got a fighting type on my side. Against the rock.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Larvitar and
I'm going to go Dratini just because. Dratini. That's going to be the one coming to kill me. What is it? That's not Metang. What's the underform of
Beldum?
Beldum.
You realize you die.
It's fine.
Because oh wait, no. You said Beldum's protecting you.
Yeah, Beldum's protecting me. Okay,
you're good then. You're good.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm pretty sure I'd be okay with that.
Oh wait, crap! I didn't realize it. Jangmo O is pure dragon. It doesn't become dragon until it evolves. Well,
it's fine.
I still have a decent chance.
It's Larvitar still meh. So, and then the next one, can we get a Lyles Malding emote on Twitch or on Discord?
Maybe on Discord. Unfortunately, until we can hit a higher Twitch partnership level, we are out of emote spots right now.
We can
do Twitch. Tell your friends we need 75 Discord viewers at a time every stream for a while. If we can get there, I don't. No. That scares me. That's too many people watching me.
It's a lot of people.
We got up like 40 some this weekend, and I'm like, what's going on? I don't know how to handle this. Yeah. I don't know how like Speedy and Panic and these guys do 200 and 300 people at once and still stay super chat engaged and battling well. And it just, oof, that's scary. That's a big audience. Three people listen to the show, right? Is that it? That's all that's ever here.
Something like that. Probably, yeah. Next one from Kittens and High Fives. So I have 3 Alolan Grimers I can build. I was working on best budding 1 for a couple weeks before GoFest, and candy isn't the issue. It's Stardust. The one I was working on is number 61 in Great League. Trading with my daughter after GoFest, I got a lucky 140. Being lucky, it costs less dust to power up. I also got a 121. I'm best buddying whichever I'm going to use. So my question is, which one would the lucky one be that much worse than the 61? Yes. When it's an XL like that, unless you're with, I honestly wouldn't build any of them unless you absolutely like, you really, really wanted to. I would wait until you got something a little higher. When it comes to like the little guys, 14, 14, 14, or 13, 13, 13 would be if you need 100% to max it out. But
okay, let's look at the actual math here. So okay. Rank 61 has a attack. Or no, here we go. Attack of, get back to 61, 113, 82 defense, 162 stamina. So your rank 121 is looking at an attack, we're going to scroll a lot for that one, of 118 with 82 and 155. So you're losing about 7 HP. And then your 140 also has 118, 82, 153. So really what you're losing is HP. Of course, 61 is still better. The best possible, you know, rank 1 Alolan Grimer, you're losing 7 points of HP from it. All of them will have a 118 attack pretty much with 82-ish defense, and it's your HP that's going to vary. So I would, if you want to build it, you should build a 61, because those extra 5 HP could be the difference in throwing a move and not. I mean, we say it all the time when we're streaming and things, and it's very true. 1 HP in a dream is all you need sometimes. So it could actually make the difference in that case. So Astro is perfectly correct. Hold out.
Yeah, hold out. I made my Alolan Grimer that I built was a 14. I think it was like a 14, 14, 14 or 14, 13, 14. And then I got the Hundo during GoFest. And I'll build the Hundo and just probably end up transferring out the other one. I know it sounds like a waste of dust, but honestly, when you have the rank 1 versus what a rank, I think mine's like 16 or something like that, somewhere in there. I gotta see. I don't remember what the exact stats were.
You should not build another one, Astro.
Really?
Yeah. So your rank 1 versus, wait, we're at level 40 here. I need to turn up to level 50. Hold on. I just gave bad math. Where do I change the rankings to level 50? God, Go Stadium, why do you have to be so difficult sometimes? There we go. Okay, max level.
So XL. mine is a 14, 15, 15, and it says it's a 98%.
Yeah, so your actual rank 1... Why is it still saying 15, 15, 15? Because that's not correct. There we go. Now it's fixed it. Yeah, so your rank 1 has actually got 171. So let's go back and look at his examples again. So 61, it's still getting 168 HP versus 124 attack. 121 is 123 attack, so it has less attack, and 169 defense, so actually a little more bulky. And 140 was the other one. 140, you're getting 122 attack and 169, so it's actually less attack and not as bulky. So in all honesty, in the mirror, the 121's better. Just. But you're also losing a ton from your rank 1. Your rank 1 has got a lower attack of 121, but a stamina of 171. So, hold out.
Yeah.
These first forms, you really do want as close to a rank one as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little different than other XL Pokemon. Like, if it was a Medicham, rank 69 is perfectly fine, typically. Yeah. But for the first stage, you really do need to hold out for the as good as you can get, especially because how much dust it costs to build.
Yeah. They're easily almost 400k in dust, pretty much. And because most of them, their staminas or their defense are normally kind of low, you want to have that as high as possible. So I would hold out. I know it's tempting, but just hold out. See if you get a better one. And unless you absolutely need to build one, I would hold out.
Which is my advice at all times.
Always. Also, why do you think Japan gets a booster box for the Pogo TCG set, but we don't?
Japan sells cards differently in general. So their packs aren't as big as our packs. They don't get always the same. They get different sets. One of our sets is typically two or three Japanese sets put together. So it's just, in general, Japanese sets are always just sold differently.
Interesting. Next one from Reyes. If this is the season of getting up and going, why isn't there research to go after Giovanni?
There will be later.
Yeah.
Every season. One time.
God. And they're going to do it so late. And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to do it, and then the next month they're going to do a shakeup where they put out like a really good shadow that no one's going to be able to TM.
I actually want to say they'll most likely do that Giovanni event after or during Worlds. So people can't go grab a shadow for Worlds and get the build new shadows right before Worlds.
Mm.
So it'll either be the Worlds event or right after the Worlds event.
I could see that. And just so you know, Reyes, it's the season of Get Off Your Ass. We changed the title.
And go.
Get off your ass and go. next one from King Tom. First one is for me. What is going on with WWE titles? Obviously, the Bloodline has all the gold. But are they going to remain unified? Is it good for them to be unified? John Cena is back this month on the 27th. Does he take a title/both? Does Roman hold the title/titles until Mania when The Rock comes back? I don't think it's good that they're unified. I think they're doing it for now. It needs to be separate because you need a title holder in both things to make it interesting. But I think for ticket sales, Roman will hold on to that until he can go against The Rock, if that actually comes through. I don't think John Cena wins a title. It'll be just kind of like when Goldberg won. It didn't make sense. I don't see where it makes sense. But as long as the Bloodline has it, I'm cool. I know people don't like them right now, but I'm cool with it. The only person I have a problem having a title with, and it's not because of who she is. It's because she's a rookie, and I don't believe rookies should hold titles, is Bianca Belair. She's good. She just hasn't put in her time yet. And the fact that she's getting pushed and put over veterans is... it drives me a little crazy, but they do that a lot with a lot of people. So it drives me crazy. Anyway, enough wrestling blabber. What was the last movie you saw in theaters? Oof, I could not even tell you.
Really? Are you not a movie theater person? Or?
I used to be before COVID. Now I don't want anything to do with the movie theater. I even go see Spider-Man in the theaters.
Oh, really? I went and watched Multiverse of Madness in theaters. Was my last one. Me and the wife pre-kiddo, we would be in the movie theaters 3, 4, 5 times a week. We were those people. There were some nights we would watch 3 movies a night in a movie theater.
Huh.
So it's COVID. We go once every 6 months or so for big movies. And we typically try to go at not peak times, though for Multiverse of Madness, our only sitter availability was during a peak time. So we just risked it. Luckily, we didn't get sick. Luckily.
I think my last one, and I would have to double check with my wife, but I'm almost pretty sure the last one I went to was Toy Story 4.
Why did they have to make a fourth one of them?
Because they wanted you to cry again.
I didn't. I just got angry because they ruined the ending of the third one by doing a fourth one. I bawled at the end of Toy Story 3. Bawled like a baby.
It's all sad. Next one. It's late. I've been knocking it back. I've been knocking drinks back. Have you? You have a designated driver. Where are you stopping to get some food? And what are you getting? Easily, Taco Bell.
The only correct answer.
That is the only. And whatever I just look at, because
or 18 different things, because you just keep ordering food because you don't realize that you've ordered so much food.
Family box. I've done that numerous times. The family boxes.
And somehow your bill comes out to $14 no matter what you get. It's amazing. No,
yeah.
Actually, I'm sorry. We're in inflation times now. It's $22 now.
Ugh.
Gas prices are killing me.
I'm trying to think. I used to be a quesarito until they took that off and made it an Uber Eats only.
Oh, really? Have you got the Mexican pizza since it's came back?
No, I thought, wasn't there like a shortage of them?
Oh, we got them at my Taco Bell.
Oh, look at you.
Today, actually.
Look at you. Mm. I saw a thing, it was on the news, and then I drove by a Taco Bell, and it looked like Popeyes when they released the chicken sandwich. Like, the line was huge, and I'm like, what the hell's going on at Taco Bell?
I made a mistake on Cinco de Mayo, not even realizing it was Cinco de Mayo. That was when we went and watched Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. And I'm like, I need something to eat like for lunch. And went to Taco Bell. Who goes to Taco Bell for Cinco de Mayo? The line was wrapped around that building like 4 times. I'm like, who? Once I finally realized why, I'm like, why are you at this restaurant? Of all the restaurants,
because you're in Kentucky.
What?
Because you're in Kentucky.
Dude, we've got some good Mexican restaurants up here.
And the last part of his question, the morning after drinking, I need some food. Where should I go and what should I get? I can't eat hungover. I have to wait a little bit. I normally just down a bottle of Pedialyte and take a hot shower. And then at that point, go back to sleep
for a little while.
Yeah, at that point, I can maybe think about eating like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but that's I can't eat hungover.
I don't know what that's like. I've not ever gotten hungover.
Lucky you. Twice. Maybe 3. I think 3 times. And I can remember the throwing up all 3 times. It was just terrible.
Never done that either. Got to knock on that wood. Yes, that's actually hear me knocking on the wood.
The first time I ever got really, really sick was at a Travis Tritt concert.
Nice. Nice.
I don't even remember hearing him sing Great Day to Be Alive. I don't remember him getting Great on stage.
Great Day to Be Alive.
I don't remember how I got home. I remember what I was drinking. I was drinking Long Island iced teas.
Never again. That's the only time I've gotten like really bad. I was on a Disney cruise ship. And me and my brother and the families were having a good night that night. And we started off with like Fireball and other things. And then I got near the end of the night, I got a Long Island and I drank about half that thing. I went to stand up to pull my bar stool up under me. I went to the floor. I went straight to the floor. It was awesome. I slept with my hand on the nightstand that night, because here's the thing. What they don't tell you is if you're already drunk on a cruise ship, and then the seas are rough.
Oh, it's like twice as bad.
Oh, yeah. Our closet door was opening and shutting. It was so rough that night. So I literally slept hand squarely planted on Yeah. I would never drink another Long Island ever again. And I blame the gin. Because everything else in it, I've drinking many times over.
Yeah.
But the gin, I'd never had before, and nope.
Yeah. There was, I was on a cruise, and we stopped at one of the ports or whatever, and it was Fat Tuesdays. And
the yard. Did you go to yard?
I got a 190 octane, and drank the whole thing, and I'm like, oh, I'm good. Like, I'm sitting there, no problem.
Stand up.
The minute I stood up, done. I almost fell off the ramp going back up to the boat.
Yep. That'll do it.
Yeah, it was bad. Anyway, next question from Shadow Prime 34. What is everyone's favorite shiny Pokemon? 1, 2, 3, go.
Grimmsnarl.
I've never seen that one.
Ooh, I gotta look this one up for you. Go ahead. What do you got?
I think it's Obstagoon.
That's a good one too.
Yeah. I think it's Obstagoon. Yeah, I'm almost positive it's Obstagoon. Oh, wait, no, because Toxicroak is really good, too.
Take a look at that one. You know what normal Grimmsnarl looks. Now take a look at that one.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I actually egged for that shiny in Sword and Shield.
That's cool.
Yeah,
so Toxicroak or Obstagoon. I lost Wildcat, so I'm going to go.
You lost Wildcat? I'm sitting here hearing you.
Oh, you were hearing me, but I wasn't seeing you or hearing you.
Oh, interesting, because I was on mute. It's like, you know, a good person.
Oh, you were like this.
Oh, interesting. Still here. And you're still here, too. I see you move just a little bit. Good try to flick me out there.
If you could have three Pokemon in real life to be your battle party, who would you choose?
Charizard.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm probably taking Grimmsnarl. If you guys haven't figured out, I like that Pokemon a lot. It's a dark fairy. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Do I have to have Pikachu, I think? Isn't it legally required to have Pikachu with you?
No.
No. I know. Turtonator.
That's a good one.
Who you got?
Charizard. Gengar, and then I think Obstagoon would be my third. Obstagoon would be the one that's out of the ball, like walking around with me.
You guys haven't figured out. He likes Obstagoon a lot.
Well, he also fits my personality a lot. Scraft, oh, you know what? I think it would be Charizard, Scrafty, and Obstagoon, now that I think about it. As much as I love Gengar, I just feel like Obstagoon and Scrafty would just, like, chill.
But
like
you have shiny Charizard in that case. So you have the black squad there.
Yeah. Yeah. Charizard would just be, like, flying over us, and the other two would just, you know.
Holding his pants up. Scrafty just trying to get around.
Yep. Exactly.
Those pants are his skin, Astro. Just let that sink in for a minute. That's his skin. Know,
it's so weird. So weird. Next one comes from Smiley 561, or the artist formerly known as Arnuflo NS. I think we confirmed he changed his name because of me.
It only took a year and a half of you saying it wrong.
Yeah. From episode 0 to the current episode, what was the biggest challenge you guys have felt?
Saying his name.
Besides saying your name every week? Besides saying the names of any of the Pokemon? Man. I think, really, in the beginning, the hardest part was just, I think, me and Dino figuring out that we could do it, just me and him, for the time. Until Wildcat came along. I think the hardest part was us. By the time Wildcat joined, we had our chemistry, and Wildcat just kind of fit perfectly in there, so it wasn't too hard for us to mesh. But at the start, like, being that me and Dino hadn't really sat together too much and talked, I guess building that chemistry was probably the hardest thing. Other than that, as of right now, like, everything just seems to be, like, in fast forward. Like, at, like, it's almost like going too fast where I'm like, whoa, maybe we should slow down, but then I don't want to slow down because I'm afraid if we slow down, it'll stop.
This is the startup mindset. If you slow down, you die.
Yeah.
So, but I will say, I just finding my own voice. Like, I always wanted to do content creation, but look, I'm a fat country boy. Not many people want to see me or hear me. And finding that voice and understanding that, hey, yeah, this is actually something I can do. And mm-hmm. I think if it wasn't for Astro, you know, having me on as a guest and going, literally not asking me if I wanted to be a permanent, going, you're a host now, by the way.
Yeah.
I probably would have never stepped out of the comfort zone. Being a fat country boy is not something, you know, you put yourself in front of a camera a lot. So, hey.
Yeah.
And the community's welcomed me. So thank you guys for that.
Yeah. I mean, they welcome me, so welcome you. You're the easy one. the next one of Coke or Pepsi, you have to choose and you must pair it with a snack. God, I don't like it. I'm going to say Coke or my wife would kill me.
It's Coke. That's the only correct answer in that situation.
Pepsi gives like a weird like taste like thing mm-hmm. in your mouth.
It's too much caramel, I think.
I think, yeah. Pretzels? I like pretzels with Coke.
Chips in general, yeah. Snack.
Yeah.
Any carb. I mean, once again, I'm a fat country boy. I like snacks.
When paying for an event, do you pay for the experience or the shiny? Experience?
I was going to say, as both of us have purchased the Mr. Mime event, I think we have to say experience, right?
Yeah, it's experience.
Look, shinies are a side effect of events. They're not the reason I attend events.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. If you had to start Pokemon... Oh, God. If you had to start Pokemon Go again, what would you do differently?
I would actually appraised everything I ever caught and not just started throwing. Like, my oldest hundo in my account that I know of or that I have now is from 2017. Now, I don't know if I had any hundos before that because I didn't appraise anything before that.
Yeah.
And I only found that one because I went through and did a mass appraisal of a bunch of old stuff.
So are we starting over from day one or starting
over today?
Yeah. Today? Yeah, I just wouldn't. I would make sure that I maxed out my bag and my box, my Pokemon storage, and literally just keep everything that I catch.
And don't power up anything until you hit level 30 minimum.
Yes. No, I wouldn't power up anything until 40.
Well, here's the thing. At level 30, you can start excelling things.
Oh, that's true. Now, yeah, that's true.
31
now.
Technically. So, and you can get the 31 in a week nowadays.
Yeah, and I wouldn't power just everything up. I would power up, like, enough. Like, I would power up 3 Pokemon to run for Great League, 3 power up for Ultra League, and then become Stardust Rich at some point. Okay. Ooh, I like this next one. Favorite Michael Jackson song. And he goes, hee hee.
That is hard.
Really?
Yeah, I like a lot of Jackson songs, dude.
Hmm.
Go ahead.
So, do I have to narrow it down to one? Yes, or can
one,
I name
one song? That's why it's hard.
Okay. I'm going to say... Oh, man. You're right. Now that I think about it, it is hard. I'm going to go... In the Closet off the Dangerous album. I think that's probably my favorite song.
I don't want to say Beat It, but I really do love that song.
Uh-huh. I mean,
ABC's
I could go through.
A classic.
I could go through. Let's see. Rock With You off of the Off the Wall album. PYT off of Thriller.
I'm going to say Beat It. I really do enjoy that song.
Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with In the Closet. If you haven't heard that song off that album, it's a great song. And it gets stuck in your head because it's got a really catchy chorus. So, Smiley, when you hear this, our answer, I would like an answer from you. So.
Required.
We got another one from Reyes that we didn't put together. Maybe these came in as we were recording. Do any of you believe the following could exist or have existed at any time in history? Bigfoot, aliens, chupacabra, Loch Ness monster, witches, vampires, mermaids, ghosts, zombies, the Kraken. Yes, 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 no, yes, no, yes.
Yes to all but zombies. Yeah, yes to all but zombies.
Really?
Yeah.
I said yes to all except mermaids and zombies.
If I called them sirens instead of mermaids, would you say yes to it then?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. I could get on board with the other ones. Mermaids is a little hard for me to go for. Zombies, I mean, if there were zombies, we'd all be zombies by this point.
Correct.
that's hard. No.
The easiest ones to say yes to, in my opinion, are witches and vampires.
Witches, vampires, ghosts, and aliens.
Oh, yeah, aliens. I forgot. Yeah, that one's just a given. But, like,
yeah,
yeah, there's people that practice witchcraft today, even.
Yeah.
Imagine. And you people think yeah, vampires is like they turn into bats, but vampires, you know, just drinking blood, etc. So, yeah, there's people that do that crazy crap. So, yeah.
Next one is from Condescending Core. New person. All right. Seeing as the Pokemon count increases with each season, do you think they will start doing more alternate forms of Pokemon?
I'm assuming you mean each main series game is what I'm assuming. And absolutely. The Pokemon Company has historically said they don't want to get the Pokedex above 1,000. And alternate forms are an easy way for them to keep the number from going above that, though. Let's be frankly honest, it's going to hit over 1,000 soon. There's nothing, they're not going to stop after Scarlet and Violet, and they're not going to stop making other new Pokemon because of the arbitrary number they had in place before. That's why you never get a single game with all national Pokemon in it anymore. It allows them to create new ones.
Yeah. What are they at now? Do you know what the
905, I want to say now. 905 or 906.
With Scarlet and Violet?
No, Scarlet and Violet, we don't know the national decks yet.
Okay.
But with Legends Arceus, I think it's 905 or 906. I am looking up the official number right now.
And that's for new Pokemon, right? So like Bass Legion.
985. No, that's not up to that. Yeah, 905.
Okay.
That includes Basque Legion and Namorous, Overquill, all those.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely say they would have to if they want to kind of stay around that area, which I'm cool with. I love the regionals. I think that's fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping we get either a regional Tauros for Scarlet and Violet or baby Tauros that split evolutions into Tauros, Miltank, and Buffalant to link all of them together finally.
Oh, that would be good. Next one, what would your Pokemon choice of transportation if we didn't have vehicles?
Charizard.
Charizard all
the time. Or Lugia. I'd ride Lugia around too.
I guess because it's like an airplane?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does Ash ride? Oh, he's on Garchomp, right?
In one of the animations, yeah. He's ridden, yeah. Garchomp, he's ridden Lugia, he's ridden...
No, I was thinking of when they become... It's from Sun and Moon, when they're the Ultra Rangers or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think it's Garchomp, if I remember.
Is it Garchomp? It's
been a while since I've watched that, though.
And then the fire guy's riding Charizard. Yeah. Next one from Angry Bunny Man. Fossil Cup meta thoughts. It rocks or it flops? Pun. Puns.
I like it. I'm approving. And I think it's going to be a little rocky.
I think it could be a flip-flop. Did that one work? Did that work?
Hmm.
Nah. Okay.
It's okay. Anyway. I'll give you half credit.
Best advice for those of us trying to get the W in BTW. I'm pushing for Legend this season, and those 2-3s, 1-4s, and 0-5s are so demoralizing. Agreed. Agreed.
Don't let them get in your head. It's a long season.
Yeah.
I will say I didn't hit Legend the last two seasons till the very last Go Battle Day. So
yeah,
it's a long season. Hang in there, especially with the meta shifting every week. As Astro said before, practice, practice, practice. Like, I've already started pinging for fossil cut practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because metas are shifting so quickly, you have to practice ahead of the meta.
Yeah. And if you see that you're doing, like, 2-3s, like, I've made it a point this season that my first negative set, I stop. And if it's at the end of the night, then I stop and I don't play again. If it's like in the middle of the day, I'll stop, wait a couple hours, play again. If it's another negative set, then I just put it down for the day. Because I would much rather play 3 positive sets and wait to the next day than play 3 positive sets and then have 2 sets just completely wipe out everything that I did in those 3 positives. So we'll see how that goes for me, I guess. Next one from Who's Your Data. What is your favorite Pokemon outside the top PV Poke 100 to use in Great League and Ultra League? I say Ariados in Great League, Lugia in Ultra. I need to see where mine would fall. Ariados is good. Everyone knows I love me some Ariados. Outside of the top 100?
Outside of the top 100.
Obstagoon falls right at 100.
That's not outside, that's in the top 100.
I know, I said it falls right, it's at 100, so I can't, yep. I can't pick that one.
Mine's easy. Drifblim in Great League. Even though it's not as good as it once was.
No. Let's see. Gengar?
Gengar, yeah.
I think, let's see. Well, no, Gengar's in the top 100 in Ultra. So Gengar in Great. And then
I have something to admit to that I didn't realize. Huh. I have nothing built outside the top 100 in Ultra League.
Oh, really?
I'm still going through and I see nothing
else. You don't have your Flygon? The Flygon
built? Yeah, it's not built, no. It's rank 1, but it's not built.
Mm. Could you guess what
Flygon is? Oh, wait, Gallade. There it is something. So Gallade, I guess, since it's the only thing outside the top 100 I don't have built. That I have built, I mean, sorry.
So there's 2 outside of the 100 in Ultra League. Could you guess which ones they are?
Bisharp?
No.
Okay. Gallade?
Nope.
Pikachu. Or Raichu.
No. That's recent, but Toxicroak comes in at 116.
Really? Okay.
Uh-huh. And XL Altaria is at 103.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah. Altaria was my first XL. It's still a lot of fun to use.
I have 0 Ultra League surprise. Wait, I do have an Infernape built as well, but I do not like using it. I built that for kind of a mim team in the Premier Classic last time. I ran a triple fire. Wait, is that inside? Hold on. Okay, no. I changed my answer. Typhlosion.
Okay.
I do enjoy using Typhlosion.
Okay. Next one from Fish on a Heater. Can you come up with a new sense? Like hearing, touch, tastes.
Intuition.
I like that one. I guess that would fall into like the feeling it in your jellies.
Yep, exactly.
I'm going to steal yours and go with yours. Yeah, because I honestly can't think of one. Man, but that's a good one. I guess it kind of all, because I was thinking like foresight, like, but that would kind of fall into intuition as well. Next one from La Fleurée. Last week you teased but never addressed it. Why is Amorous the better pick over Tyrantrum? Is that
Tyrantrum?
Did I sell it right? Tyrantrum?
It should be Aurorus. Aurorus is better than Tyrantrum.
Okay.
Moves, in short. Aurorus gets Powder Snow, Weather Ball, Thunderbolt.
Oh.
So it actually has really good moves. Its typing holds it way back, but it has good moves.
And Tyrantrum?
Tyrantrum is bad.
Yeah. Is that like Rock Throw?
Tyrantrum, it gets Dragon Tail.
Hmm.
However, here's its list of full charge moves. Stone Edge, Crunch, Outrage, Earthquake.
Ooh.
Just nukes all day.
Yeah.
And it is super frail. Its defense is 113 and stamina of 116.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. This question. I like this question because it does make sense in my brain. So the last question comes from ISO 33. Why is fighting not super effective against bug? And it makes sense. Like, I can understand where it's coming from, because think about it. When you go to squash a bug, here, squash the bug. So, I mean, I'm sure you have a better answer on why it is not super effective. Or no, do you agree?
There's a bunch of different typings that don't make sense as far as the type chart goes. Things like, why is ground weak to ice, but doesn't resist fire?
Hmm. It doesn't resist fire?
No, it's neutral against fire. But it's super effective. Ground is super effective against fire, but it doesn't resist fire.
Hmm.
All kinds of them.
I like that ground resists flying and flying resists ground.
Ground doesn't resist flying.
It doesn't?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I thought it was...
Nope.
Thought it resists.
Nope.
It doesn't resist ground?
Nope.
Or flying?
Nope. I'm looking at the type chart as we speak.
Huh.
However, technically flying doesn't resist ground. It is completely neutral to ground. Like, or not neutral, but completely immune to ground. Even though we don't have immunities in Pokemon Go.
Hmm. How is that? Okay. I'm just trying to figure that out.
Yeah. There is all kinds that don't make actual sense.
Huh.
Some of the other ones, like, steel resist electric, I got it backwards. Actually, electric resists steel, but steel isn't, or electric's not super effective against steel or something of that nature. Yeah. There is all kinds that just are confusing.
Interesting. If you guys can think of more, let us know in the feedback or send us some things. The one that always bothers me is the fighting bug one, but that's it. That's the end of the questions. Yeah. So before we wrap up, big thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which will gain you access to our Discord. Links are in the show notes. Special thank you to our new Twitch. We don't have any new Twitch or none Patreon supporters. None. What's up with you guys?
And here's the thing. E110 has gifted out 10 subs this week, and none of them joined the Discord.
Oh, man.
So if you got those gifted subs, y'all, join the Discord. You've got
join
access now.
And then we say your name, we try and say your name.
It's okay, Asher. See, you don't tune into the Twitch streams where I get to butcher people's names.
Yeah. See, that's it.
But see, the difference is I get called out on it live.
Yeah, see, yeah. I'm lucky. I at least get a couple day buffer. You can support our team BTW Network streamers, Lyles Jeff3, Insigleto Spark, and Kyle Throws on Twitch. Links will be available in the show description. If you are interested, You can reach out to one of us. We are looking to expand it, not necessarily right away. But if it's something that you are interested in, make sure to email us and let us know so that we can keep you in our list.
Email, Twitter DMs, or DMs on Discord. Any of the three will get us.
Yes. Yes. Our Coach's Corner supporters, Clifford Mertz, Friends, 673, Eastwood, Mama Klein's, Mosh Pit, 37, Uncle B Said, 50, E110, Hasumi Ryan, and Graves. Our Patreon producers, Thanks Obama, Kittens and Hi-Fis, and King Tom. Our Discord admin, Reyes683, Siegel, Fish on a Heater, and Lyles Jeff 3. Our executive producer, Matthew Breaker. For more exciting content, you can find us on Twitch at twitch.btwpvp, where we stream every week. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, where we're dropping live clips from the podcast, as well as additional videos and series throughout the week as well. Links will be in the show notes. I know Matthew is almost done, or he's like pretty close to done on the Getting Good series, which is going to be super exciting. I'm very excited about that. He showed us some of like the little clips and intros and things that he came up with, and he's killing it. He's doing a really good job on it. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPVPPodcast. You can email us at info@btwpvp.com. Links to our merch store, Patreon, and our friends at Pallet Town PvP are also in the show notes, as well as our fantastic website at www.btwpvp.com. If becoming a Patreon isn't something that you can do, but want to help the show, you can by continuing to spread the word and give us reviews on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. It really does help. We deeply appreciate and love all the support that you guys continue to give us. And finally, thank you all for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
I'm WildcatDad17. Until next time, good luck and get good.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.